Merry Christmas time. From Australia. Fucking ho, what a perfect song to sum up. We all work for Santa Claus, we've had enough, we quit. That's the P1. We do all the fucking work while he stars in the show. P1. Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho, ho, yes, fucking people. Ho. It is that time of year. Fuck off.
Deck the halls with P1's whinging. Sorry, P1, P1, I'm sorry. Yeah. I actually haven't heard it yet, but I've heard about it.
He's a whinging old cunt, and we're married to him. There's people. It is the Christmas show. We are drinking Corona. Beautiful drink. Oh,
because Cody, I bet you Cody's drinking Corona and anything else.
Corona's just, he's just fucking, just gonna, I call him Coroni.
You see his Facebook status yesterday?
Oh,
beer!
People, if you don't know who we're talking about, one of our fellow co-hosts, Cody Williams, is now doing an alcohol show.
Do you know what he reminds me of? You know,
a little, drunk?
No, the little pixie in Willow. Beer! Cody Pixie Alcohol Williams.
Minus the fact that he's a midget. Yeah, but I could possibly see how it's related, but people, we are here today.
Might end up in Australia if he's not careful. I reckon Cody has Australian blood. I said that to him yesterday. You have to.
How?
No one could drink that much beer that's not either Australian or
just
German.
Drink beer, he just drinks. He's part fish. I'm sure he's Jar Jar Binks.
I thought you were gonna say he's part Foster's.
He's part Cody. If you don't know, Cody Williams is a remarkable creature. He has sex with women in hallways. And he's always drunk.
Are you sure they weren't beer bottles? We never saw
a fucking glass bottle. You're clanking a lot, lady. today, if you're not aware, it is Christmas Day here in Australia. Obviously, around the world, it's
Christmas. Soon to be Christmas.
Soon to be Christmas, but we don't even give a shit about you. It's about us, and we're in the Christmas spirit.
What essentially is the Christmas spirit, anyway?
Yeah, who came up? Okay. Who the one came up saying it is the season to be merry?
Yeah, who's this?
What fucking asshole decided this is the season that you're going to be happy?
Yeah, you know what I was thinking.
Who? Mary? Jesus?
Santa? Apparently, you know who it really was. It was really Coca-Cola. Came up with it.
Believe it or not, do you know
Rudolph?
No, Santa. Well, Rudolph it was created by Coke, and Santa used to be in green.
Did he?
What, so Coke changed it to red. So Coke actually owns Christmas, people. There's a lesson for you.
So essentially Santa was Green Lantern. and maybe a more accurate...
I was going to say, the way it's going with the Green Lantern DC, fuck, who knows?
People, I got to say, when we were at Star Wars the other night, when the Batman versus Superman trailer, there was a collective moan in the audience.
God.
And I heard this boo, this... Boo!
Sorry about that.
No, boo! No, it was like, who's that coming from? It's from me! I couldn't help myself. I've become the very thing.
I kid you not. It came on, and you're just like,
get that shit off my lawn!
You yelled that out. You just made it like, oh. I was like, calm down, just try that.
Oh. You're ruining everything! I was like, George Washington, you're ruining everything! Now come on!
But did you notice one thing?
In the trailer, in the other,
I guess the American version of the trailer, Batman goes, oh shit, and they cut him off. Yeah. In this one, he goes, oh fuck. He's about to say fuck. So that is not making Batman any tougher.
No,
I'm sorry.
But I'm like, that's going to affect whether people go and see it or not, is it? I'm like, all right.
No, that was my reaction to the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
people, I'm going to say, it looks a bit. Dad turned to me, that looks shit out. Adalia turned to me, not seeing it.
We're dropping shit, people.
So people are like, I'm like, I know there's people out there looking forward to it. I know. But seriously, DC, you've really...
I'm more insulted because we're sitting there watching, and by the way, people, if you don't, we're gonna spoil The Force Awakens here. So if you haven't
we're
going
to leave it to later.
But if you haven't seen it, what the fuck are you watching this shit for? Go and fuck Christmas. Go watch Force Awakens. We are going to spoil it all. And we're going to give our first opinion because P1's hogged all the spotlight. Dunny's review. Like, I'm taking this on. I want you guys to help me, but I don't want you guys doing anything in my review. No, people, we love you. You fucking bastard. But no, so we're going to give our first...
What about our review, P1? At least you got a review. Didn't get a review. We got nothing.
Well, we haven't. Because... Look, I think a lot of
to
people
be fair,
hear
we
you.
Didn't actually do a show.
No, I think we tried to get it done.
I didn't want
didn't
to do a review the
until
first
we saw
day
it a few
after.
Times. Yeah.
I just think it's...
until we saw it a couple of times, I was like, okay, now we can sit down and talk about it. But yeah, we'll leave it to later on.
Yeah,
but I think we'll give you guys, if you haven't heard it, we'll give you a massive heads up that we're going to spoil the shit out of it.
Yeah,
but we
and episode 8. No, we're not.
We've got a lot to cover. We've
got a few theories.
We haven't seen a lot of shit. Star Trek trailer, which.
Yeah. Have you seen the Independence Day trailer? Yeah, we were talking about
it. It's sad when I'm more excited for Independence Day than Star Trek, yeah.
The Hateful Eight.
Well, if people aren't aware, that leaked online. Not that I might have watched it legitimately. Kind of glad I haven't. Ridiculous Six, I have watched legitimately. I fucking regret watching
it. You paid
it.
For that, did you?
I know, okay. My Christmas Eve is watching the Ridiculous Six. Well, I mean,
that's just ridiculous.
We're like, me and Jamie are like going to sleep and stuff. She's like, oh, you know, I can't sleep. So, here, watch something. Oh, Ridiculous Six. I might as well review that. Okay, I'm going to sleep. Fuck, I'm going to watch this
well,
shit.
She's going to review it.
She was so good.
She was
I'm going to review this movie.
She was out before the fucking credits came up. It's still better than the Christmas Carols.
Yeah.
Christmas Carol.
It's the same shit over and over again. Some three morons following a star. There's some manger. Yeah. Here's some Merc or what burr or whatever the fuck they give Jesus.
Why does Santa Claus need to make a list and check it twice? Is it one enough?
How can he check a whole list twice? That's why he does nothing all year.
Okay, let's get into it. I just don't get it. Well, what's the point? Yeah, I know. Yeah,
this is an early what's the point, people. Our right. favorite segment where we don't understand things. What the hell's
I
going
don't
on in the
get
world?
How us, even as children, ever bought that Santa Claus delivered the presents to every house on earth
we discussed
in
this.
One night.
Our first night with a kicking ass Christmas. We discussed this.
Did we?
Santa is actually Superman.
That's right.
You think of it. Fortress of Solitude. Where's that located? Snow. Where's the North Pole? Snow. What's Santa wear? Red. What's Superman wear? Red.
Does that make Lois Mrs. Claus?
And General Zod's Easter Bunny.
I don't see, you know what?
General Zod's Jesus. He's got the beard.
I always remember Santa Claus the movie. Do you remember that with Dudley
Which
Moore?
One?
With Dudley Moore.
Oh, fuck, I watched Dudley Moore.
Remember
shit.
That? In it, Santa's just sitting there. Emo Santa. He's just sitting there. They're smarter than I am. They've known all along. Maybe I'm just a silly old fool.
Okay,
I'm like Santa's depressed human being. I was like, Jaws or Avengers more of a Christmas movie.
Wouldn't you be depressed if your whole existence dealt with sport ass shits who sit on your lap, demand what they want.
Mm.
I want this, I want that. It's like the 12 Days of Christmas.
I'm going
to
say.
The most negative song of all time.
Santa, okay, his whole point is to go around the world. Right, and not be seen by people, you know, and
doing
all
a fucking
but
bad
he's
job.
Fucking bright red white beard. Hello, come see me,
obese.
But one thing we never
steals been. Your milk and cookies. Fucking arsehole. I've always said Santa's a thief. Watches your kids while you're sleeping.
He knows when you're asleep.
How?
He knows when you're awake. Well, what's he doing watching all year? How does he watch every single
laziest
child?
Person of all time? Works one day a year, one day, and that's a busy day. But works one fucking day. Fuck Santa. He's an arsehole. Saint Nick. What made him a saint?
I think he actually was, wasn't he? Was he a saint?
Yeah, Saint Nick. Well, he's Val Kilmer.
I know that there's a church in Paris which is named Saint Nicholas, and I'm like, it's named after Santa. You know what it was in? That's the only reason I know this. Moonraker. Saint Moonraker.
You would have to be a Bond.
And Moonraker, like, oh. That's Santa's church! Like, Roger Moore. And Roger Moore rides up to it in the movie as the man with no name. Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, is that where he's at the puncher?
Yeah. Oh. The man with no name.
Fucking jeez. Yeah.
With the Magnificent Seven music. Santa, Magnificent Seven, Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
You wonder why Moonraker's the worst James Bond. Oh, no, Spectre's far worse, according to some people.
Yeah.
We need to get fucking by. Spectre's, it's not great, but it's good.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I think people blow everything out of proportion.
We've said about this year how
I think
amazing
it's been a good year for movies this year.
For me, it's been a dream. We've got Force Awakens, Creed.
Yeah.
I've got two of my favorite things of all time getting sequels.
And Bond.
Spectre,
And
Avengers came out, Avengers 2, Jurassic World.
Fast and Furious. What else was it? A Martian? There was... There's been some good films.
We're not doing our best and worst of the list yet, because I want to finish The Hateful Eight.
Terminator's... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Terminator's not on that
Okay, well, we haven't talked... What's your opinion so far of Quentin Tarantino's newest?
Hold on, I'll need this beer. Let's go back to the day. Reservoir Dogs came out. It was glorious. It was beautiful.
We used to be big Tarantino fans.
Good film.
We were huge. You know what? We used to love the way he put music into movies. Remember that?
Yeah, changed a bit. And, of course, Pulp Fiction. Cult classic. Great film.
It is a great film.
Jackie Brown, overrated, but still good.
Yeah, for sure.
And then what happened?
I like Kill Bill.
But
Tarantino just makes Tarantino.
And then came Death Proof, which was a car crash.
If that wasn't Tarantino, I'm still convinced that would be considered one of the worst movies ever made.
I would rather be in a car crash than watch that fucking movie.
Honestly, I know people are like, I'm glad we don't have comments. What? Worst movie?
Oh, we probably do, but we're not. What? People, if you don't know where, we can't see our camera at the moment. So I have no idea.
We don't want your fucking comments.
This is a show where we don't listen to anyone.
All I want to hear is his voice
and my voice. I can hear P1 now. Why aren't you guys commenting? Fuck your comments. This is our show. We do what we want to do. P1, you can give advice to Cody and Z and Sammy. We fucking want to do. This is our shit. You can give us, because it's on our side.
What do you think of High Noon?
High Noon.
I like that movie. Why are we talking about that shit?
Because
it's good. They were like, no, it's not a very good movie.
But it was made in the 50s.
But it's also, there's a lot going on in High Noon, like a lot of good themes and shit.
Compared to what, I'm gonna be honest with you people here. I've seen half of Hateful Eight. I'm an hour and a half into it. It's fucking dreadful. It is fucking pitiful. It is literally a bunch of people sitting around, look at that Samuel Jackson. That nigga there fought for the West and all that bullshit. Fucking nigga this and fucking nigga that.
Quentin Tarantino's the opposite of Michael Jackson. No, Quentin Tarantino's the opposite of Michael Jackson. He wants to turn himself black.
I think he's convinced he's black. I'm sure he actually thinks he's black.
Do you remember that talk show he was on? And he was like...
trying to fight Disney.
But he was like talking to him, like, and the talk show host was African American, and he's like doing, well, you know,
what is he doing? The way he talks, he always talks like this.
Yeah.
Because he's passionate. He's a good man, Quentin Tarantino. He was right, though, when he's talking in the Pulp Fiction about the coffee. That's your fucking Hateful Eight. It's a shit movie. Fucking shit. You know, you make shit films now. Because Death Proof is abysmal.
Yeah.
Fucking hate that.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen Inglorious.
It's not terrible. I don't like it that much.
And I've not seen Django, and I don't care to. I'm a dancing horse. Fuck off.
No, but it wasn't just that.
I'll watch it.
A lot of the complaints about Django I totally agree with. Like, Django is really not about Django. It's about Christopher Waltz. Like, that's...
Okay, one thing I'm interested in seeing is...
And Jonah Hill having a big laugh.
I just want to see Leonardo in it.
Yeah, that part's not
the Ninja Turtle, but...
The one thing about Tarantino, he can't fucking do music in movies now for shit. Like, he puts Black Eyed Peas in the middle of the West. What is that? And he's acting? You think he's acting in Pulp Fiction?
He plays an Australian,
doesn't
he?
Let me tell you, that is Orson Welles compared to what he is in... Yeah, he plays an Australian. And there's John Jarrett just looking at him like, what the fuck is this bastard doing?
Because you had on your list of, I think it's, what was it, worst...
characters.
Worst characters in any movie.
Yeah, or characters we don't like.
Yeah, and the Tarantino from Pulp Fiction, Jimmy, I think his name was?
Jimmy, yeah.
Was right near your top list.
Yeah.
And I never would have thought that until when you actually watch the clips. He is horrible at acting.
He can't act for shit. Like, that's just it. Who's the idiot who
can't direct for shit?
I
think he's still... The problem is, I think it's the fans who make
Tarantino the man and Tarantino the fans have ruined it. Like, they just ruined it. Like, I was a Tarantino fan, but the guy, you hear him in interviews, you're like, the way you feel about Tom Cruise.
Oh God,
is kind of the way I feel about Tarantino. Like, I'm like, this guy's.
Yeah, but
it's
the difference is
to watch his movies.
The difference is, I don't like Tom Cruise, and I hate watching his movies, but they're good movies.
Yeah, that's. Just,
I actually do enjoy. Yeah. Breaking the tradition here, I do enjoy his movies. I fucking hate him. I don't enjoy all of them, but I enjoy 90% of them. Tarantino now, since Kill Bill, I don't enjoy anything he's made.
Yeah, me too.
Look, I haven't seen
me too,
but watching Hateful Eight.
Because people, he's trying to do homages now. That's what they're all
about.
First
hour and a half is just the worst characters. And people are like, it's like Reservoir Dogs, yeah, with shit characters. Yeah, it's not interesting. It's just, oh.
If people got a movie spoilers, I'm sure, I know P1's done the review for it, it hasn't gone up yet, but if you don't agree with me, I swear to God, I'll smash the bottom.
Funnily enough, this movie's had great reviews from people online, but then you go to Rotten Tomatoes, this is one of the worst reviews.
Good!
70-something percent. It's still good reviews, but compared to...
about it. Oh.
Well, that's just it.
Oh, Disney are trying to... They're trying to bully me. Gee, like, Disney has never done that before.
Disney found it. Seriously, Buna Vista, like... They used to own Miramax.
Maybe because he wasn't allowed to direct Star Wars the way he wanted to.
No, it was Casino Royale.
Oh, Casino Royale.
That's why he hates... This is why... This guy's a fuckwit. Like, he's a fuckwit. Like, when he goes on about, like...
I'm so glad we haven't got the comments on
all the new Bonds are shit. Like, all of them, Skyfall. And all the Bonds since Die Another Day are shit, apparently, because he wasn't allowed to do his little Bond movie the way he wanted to do it. Like, he wanted to make a violent, like, Casino Royale with Pierce Brosnan. And ever since then, he's like, oh, the Bond movies aren't very good anymore. I miss the old days. I'm like, you're a dickhead. Like, I'm like, you're just saying that because the big baby couldn't direct his little Bond film. I'm like, and you know what? Your style is fucked for Bond.
Thank
you. Would not suit Bond. But even then. When people are like, And then apparently he got asked to do Star Wars, and he's like, I'm not interested in the Simon West version of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm not interested in seeing Disney style.
You couldn't,
shit.
Quentin, I'd almost rather see Huey Bowl do it. maybe not quite, but seriously.
Sadly,
it's exaggerated.
But no, what shits me is, okay, I'm not gonna spoil Hateful Eight or anything, but you watch it, starts up, amazing scenery. And then you get this credit sequence, all the fucking old school text, and you're like, you just can't fucking get out of that style.
Mm-hmm.
You're ruining... Direct something
becoming
different.
Tim Burton. Like, Tim Burton's stuck in this style, and Tarantino's the same.
Yeah, but Tim Burton...
Tim Burton seems
one
like...
One crone, I'm already pissed.
Tim Burton seems like an alright guy.
He did that, Big Eyes. What's Big Eyes?
Hungrier.
I keep calling...
Hungrier.
Which is nothing like...
Big Eyes, Big Fish.
Yeah.
Big Eyes, Big Fish. The next one's Big Beetlejuice. That's what's coming up.
Oh, a lot of people are freaking out about him doing Beetlejuice.
I think he's going back to his roots. Maybe that's a good thing.
Has he ever left them?
Probably not.
Yes, that's the issue. I mean, but...
Probably not, but, Michael Keaton.
You need Tim Burton. You need Tim Burton. He's fucking Tim Burton. You need Michael Keaton, and you do need Winona Ryder.
I think people will be more accepting of his style for Beetlejuice because he invented that style in Beetlejuice.
But it depends on the story. Yeah. It really fucking does.
Yeah.
But Tarantino, stop writing films. Seriously. An hour and a half and not one thing's happened.
I wouldn't mind so much if people just didn't... People say his films are genius before they come out. That's just it. Django Unchained was already thought of as best picture for 2012 before it came out.
How did that win best original screenplay?
It's ridiculous.
How?
It's ridiculous.
I haven't seen it.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it is... I think one thing I did agree with Corey about... Is he said, no, he did. He said it's a comic book, and it is. Pick Tarantino was like trying to make this comment on slavery. I'm like, it's got maybe one scene. I'm like, the rest of it's just people being blown away and dancing dogs and fucking whatever.
From what I've heard, Django
is not a comment about slavery at all.
Django isn't the main character. It's like Django. It's like fucking Boba Fett and Django.
Yeah,
but it's just
the acting. It's the same all the time. From what
it's sad, but honestly, Ridiculous 6 is more entertaining than so far than fucking Jank. Than Hateful Eight.
That might be going a little bit too far.
No, at least Ridiculous 6 is, the title says it's fucking ridiculous. It's stupid and fucking terrible. But you know what? It's not boring.
So far, if you had to put Hateful Eight amongst the Tarantino films, where would you put it?
Because
you had to stop it because you were getting so bored. You're going to watch it.
I am going to finish it off, people. It is.
But so far. I'd love if the ending, so good, I'm going to make it his best.
Oh, look, if it picks up, I'll be like, great. But the first fucking half, it's fucking abysmal. Mm. Look, I love Reservoir Dogs first.
Yeah, me too.
I know people, Pulp Fiction, I do love Reservoir Dogs.
There's not much between it.
It's more the characters. I like the chemistry between. Yeah. And then, of course, Pulp Fiction's definitely second, if not arguably first, of course.
Yeah, it's very fine.
And it depends if you count, like, True Romance and stuff like that.
No.
Okay, so just the ones he's actually directed. Probably than Kill Bill 2.
Yep.
Probably Kill Bill 1.
Yep.
Obviously, I haven't seen Django or Glorious, but I don't really care to either, to be brutally honest. Well, you've seen them all.
Where would I rank?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you haven't seen Hateful, but...
I will watch it when I'm very tired.
When it actually comes,
I want to go to sleep.
When it actually comes out the movie.
I'm not paying to watch it.
Look, if people aren't aware, it has leaked everywhere, and there's
by the guy who produced Point Break, evidently.
Look, that's the rumor. No one can confirm that. It could be from P1 for all you know. We don't know, but it has leaked everywhere online. Am I watching it illegally? No. I'm sorry, I'm not paying to see a fucking movie like that. Goes for 3.5 hours of just talking.
Well, yeah, but that's okay if it's an interesting storyline. Hey, I love Good Night, Good Luck. Mm. It is a movie about talking.
Yeah.
But the characters are interesting, the setup's interesting, the story's interesting.
Look at Game of Thrones. When that came out, I used to have to pirate to watch that, because that being spoiled. I still buy
Pulp
all the
Fiction,
fucking DVDs.
Pulp Fiction's mainly about talking. There's scenes of violence.
The character's interesting.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Whereas this is literally Michael Madsen sitting there, you need to lock the door. Serious, that's it.
Oh, the realism's fucking shaking.
Because there's like this blizzard that's stuck in, and like fucking the door keeps opening.
Is this Hateful Eight or The Thing?
Seriously, I'm not even joking. It's like,
do they do a blood test?
Like, you need to nail the door. So then they nail it up. No, two boards. Like, well, this is fucking riveting. This is.
Fucking, maybe it's a movie about construction. build things.
It's not a good, I'm telling you, I mean, look, maybe if you're a massive hardcore Tarantino fan, you probably
people
love
it. People are loving this online. Like, it's weird. It's,
I care what we think.
Where would I rank the movies? Didn't you ask me that? All right. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill 2, Jackie Brown, and then Kill Bill 1. You ran about that.
I forgot about Jackie Brown.
Yeah, I like Jackie Brown. I do. I don't think it's brilliant. Like,
oh, like people say, oh, it's his best movie. Best movie ever made. I'm like, really?
It's all right. No, don't get me wrong. It's good. It's good. And then, I don't care. No, and then I put maybe Inglourious Basterds, but I had a lot of things I didn't like about it.
Oh, God, yes.
I think the characters in that are, I don't know if you're supposed to support the Nazis or what have you. If you're supposed to support the... You know, Brad, fucking putting Eli Roth as like the number two character in it or something. As the guy who everyone's supposed to be scared of. Seriously, Tarantino, what do you think? And then maybe Django and then Death Proof. But the last three.
Death Proof is easily the
last three. I don't care. I honestly don't care.
Death Proof is easily the fucking worst thing he's done. And by the way,
I've seen a lot of people have done it. Seriously.
And at the moment, people, if you're wondering, the camera's actually gone off for some fucking reason. So this is just the audio at the moment. So, typical of a fucking internet on Christmas Day. It's actually most people fucking using the internet. So, but yeah, we can still talk.
Oh. Yeah. I think it's just... I think I might watch it, but like you, I'm not paying for it. I'm just not. Half of it is I just don't want to support his bullshit. Like,
well, it's just so sad that he's actually fucking talented. He really is.
No, he can be.
When we're back online, people swear.
He can be. Do you want to write a chat message to our show?
No.
Fuck you, Tarantino's good. He's always been good.
Tarantino was good. But his time has passed.
Yeah.
But it's not...
look, Tarantino came out and said the Psycho remake's better than the original.
What?
I'm like, what? And that Psycho 3 was brilliant. Like, what?
That's not.
No, he did.
No.
You remember the guy?
Nah.
Remember the Lawnmower Man guy? What's his name? Jeff something. Oh, Jeff Faye. Jeff Faye was in Planet Terror. And apparently Tarantino came up to him and said, just like you were in Psycho 3. And he goes, I was in Psycho 3, can't remember. I was in there.
All I remember for that movie.
It was like Biff Tannen. I was in Psycho 3. I remember. I thought Planet Terror was better than Death Proof.
Oh, God. Death Proof is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating, people. Look, there are worse movies made.
But for sure.
From a guy who was a great director to get to that level.
And the critics loved it. All right. I just, a bunch of chicks beating up.
Beating up Jack Burton,
Kurt Russell, like hunting him down. I was like, but even his dialogue in Death Proof is just bad. It's very convoluted.
He writes terrible dialogue.
I didn't used to.
Never used to, but he does now. I don't know if he had help back then.
I don't know about Hateful Eight, but I will say the one thing about his dialogue now, it feels like Alfred from Batman Begins monologues every time. Do you reckon? Like, I was in Burma when even in Kill Bill 2 when he's doing the Superman thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Superman, you know, the Man of Steel. Remember that? This is when it was starting to go. I'm like, because I still like Kill Bill 2 a lot.
I know what you mean. He nerds out with
but
like.
But now
some
the dialogue
speech.
Just feels like the one exception. I think his last really great scene was the opening of Inglourious Basterds. It's a really well directed scene because it's tense and all that, and then it just become schlock. It's just like torturing Nazis, burning down cinemas and shit.
I'm not interested in that.
And there's just shots in it that just don't make any sense. There's shots, it just goes to somebody's bottle and there's like no point of it. Like drinking bottle? I'm like, maybe they're doing suspense. No. Just having a drink.
See, that's called being a fucking tosser in our Australian language. Yeah. It's just but yeah, people look if you can
half of it's biased because I see interviews now and I'm like, this guy's a wanker. Like, I'm like,
but
what,
even then,
some of the shit he's talking
about.
Yeah,
but even then, if he does a good movie, I'll still say it's good. Like Tom Cruise, if I watch a movie as much as I hate watching him, and it's a good movie, I'm like, it's a good film.
You should watch the new Mission Impossible. I probably have that in my
once
list.
Once again, I've seen half.
I probably have that in my list, but come on.
We'll do that.
From two halves, review two halves. Mission Impossible or Hateful Eight.
I'm a busy man.
The new Mission Impossible.
What's better? Yeah. Mission Impossible by
I was going to say.
Literally, Hateful Eight is them walking around. Oh, I'm taking this woman to hang.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good on you.
2 minutes later.
Who's the woman? 2 minutes later, he tells the next guy, Mogman, I'm taking this woman to hang. fucking heard it. Yeah,
sounds like Coronation Street. It sounds like, people, the British version of Coronation Street. I'm going to go drive my van now. Cheerio.
It is. And then the woman who he's got there to hang is literally just there to call Samuel Jackson a nigger the whole time.
Does she have any character of it?
None.
I don't mind. You can get by with a simple story that is like cliche if simple. The characters are good. I mean, look, Reservoir Dogs, pretty cliche storyline. Let's face fact.
The characters, come on.
That's right. That's what I mean. But the characters are really good.
And you're not even just talking about one or two characters. You got, obviously.
All of them. Mr. White.
Yeah,
if you
want to go by their real names or the characters, like Mr. White. Yeah, Mr. Orange, Mr.
Lawrence Turney.
Yeah,
fucking awesome.
See, Mr. Pink.
No. But Lawrence Turney died. That was the end of Tarantino. Okay, he was only in one of his movies, but it was never the same.
If people don't know Lawrence Turney,
One of the greatest DVD extras. If you can find it,
it's on the Reservoir Dogs DVD.
It's the tribute to Lawrence Turney on the Reservoir Dogs.
And they
DVD.
Just shit over
all
this
over
guy,
him,
saying what a fucking maniac this guy is. How nuts! Like, picking fights on set, picking fights in public. He's a fucking madman.
He apparently went up to Michael Madsen. I've got a friend, you know, who invented the electric yo-yo.
That was Tim Roth.
Tim Roth. That's
Tim
right.
I was like, okay, yeah, well, sure thing. And he's like, oh, you need to get this yo-yo.
Even Tarantino was funny on that.
Oh, yeah.
He goes up and he's like,
Michael
Madsen, he came through a wall like the Incredible Hulk.
He said, there's no book. He actually was like, they're just having drinks here. Walk through a wall. Walk through the wall. Act like nothing normal. Grab and walk off.
You know who's the best on it? Chris Penn.
Yeah, I was just like, that's the best about the wicker chair.
Just sitting around Lawrence Turney. Chris Penn, who played his son in the movie, took him, like
Sean
demanded
Penn,
that
Sean
he
Penn's
pick,
brother,
him up, pick him up from his house. Take him and just criticised his home.
So he kept on. You need wicked furniture.
Lawn furniture.
Lawn chair. Yeah, be good. And he's like, I don't need it. You haven't got the room. No, you need
it. And he's like, no. I'll go back. I'll get your lawn furniture. He's like, no, I don't want any lawn furniture.
He's like, hey,
yeah.
He throws him all the way back. Yeah. What's he bring down?
No. Then they go to a restaurant, right? Yeah. Lawrence Turney and what's his
Chris Penn.
And apparently they're just eating things, and Chris Penn brings a garbage bag, hauls vases in it, and fucking, and Chris Penn says to him, Chris Penn goes to him, what's with the vase? I didn't take no vase.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes, you did.
He's pitching all the fucking cutlery.
Yeah, he's like, who's accusing me? Like, I didn't say anything. He's like, I didn't take nothing. And then he's like, you know, you really need the lawn furniture. Anyway, Chris Penn drives Lawrence Turney
to his home. Yeah.
He's like, hold on. And
walks up,
like, goes in the elevator, goes up. Chris Penn's like sitting there waiting for like half an hour.
And he doesn't know why he's going
like,
up.
What's he doing? and comes back and he's like, and here's that lawn furniture.
I told you about it. And then what was Chris Ben's response?
Chris Ben goes, I don't know, I told you I don't need it.
Why didn't you fucking tell me in the first place?
Best answer ever. Chris Ben's like, watching shot. It is awesome. It is.
And then,
really...
of course, Mr. Blue. He had a massive brawl with him years ago before they did the movie.
Yeah.
Had no idea who he was. Like, I know you from somewhere. Oh, yeah. Because Mr. Blue knew who he was. Yeah. Fucking maniac. Yeah.
No, he said to him, I think I put a few of those scars in.
Yeah. Tarantino, make a life movie about that guy.
Now, that would be a movie.
That's an interesting story.
The Hateful Turney.
See, we're doing a better job than he is. But, yeah, but you got to check that. Yeah.
Forget the Hateful Eight. Forget the Hateful Eight. Go watch a tribute to Lawrence Tierney. And then if you really like it, watch it for 3 hours just to make up for the running time of Hateful Eight.
No, 3 hours and a half, I think it goes. The problem is, I think two versions of it. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously? And I've watched an hour and a half, I don't know which version, and there's nothing. There's nothing going on.
Maybe it's just going to have a killer ending. Maybe,
yeah, me killing myself.
From what I've heard, it's got 2 minutes at the end where there's gunshots and shit.
I don't care about that shit. Mm. Could not care.
Yeah, but you can learn more about construction and how to build up, how to use 2x2.
Unless it ends with Lauren Tierney walking in, here's that deck furniture you wanted.
Yeah, that's right. And here's that 4x2 you need.
Then I'll be like, okay, now I'm sold on this movie. But actually, the Ridiculous Six is more than that. And that's bad. I mean, people,
I have... zero interest in either movie, but I've got to say, Hateful Eight, I might see over Ridiculous, just Ridiculous.
If people don't know, Ridiculous Six is the Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore production film, with the casting of wonderful people, such as obviously Adam Sandler, Terry Crews.
I hear he's good in it.
I hear Terry Crews is good in it.
What's his fucking Terry Crews?
Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider, fucking... Sadly,
Kevin James, is he in it?
No, Kevin James not it. They're fucking dickhead Kevin Spade. Plays Colonel Custer.
Right. What?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Worst thing is Harvey Keitel's in this.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what are Harvey you doing Keitel? This shit?
Surely you can't be that desperate.
Oh my God. And then
Quentin put him back in another movie.
And who else? People is always in these movies? Fucking Steve Buscemi.
How does Steve Buscemi?
I'm like, what are you Buscemi? Doing? You just won fucking Emmys doing fucking Boardwalk Empire. You're doing this shit.
Sid Buscemi, Fargo, Pulp Fiction, Boardwalk Reservoir. Empire, Reservoir Dogs.
Con Air. Shit, movie, but he's great.
And now Ridiculous Six.
Oh, then you get freaking bloody, Nick Nolte's in it.
Oh, is he?
He plays their father. The father of all...
After he did, what was it, Warrior? What was it?
Yeah. Nominated for Academy Award. Yeah.
Maybe Stallone will do this. Through his nominated for Creed.
No, absolutely not. But it's just, it's sad. It's
yeah.
It's only a Netflix movie, but how?
When was the last
how?
Good, when was the last good comedy you saw? Serious.
Hates the Light.
Creed was pretty funny.
That's just that part. Creed was the most funny
Creed
thing.
Was pretty funny.
Even Force Awakens had funny stuff.
Yeah.
I laughed more at Force Awakens than Creed.
Any of them.
Something six. Yeah. Ridiculous. It's,
what was the last
Adam
good
Sandler
one?
Starts rolling.
I hear
turns
22
into a
Jump Street is good.
Oh, that's fucking ages ago.
Yeah, not that far.
Ghostbusters 2016?
Yeah, well, that's coming up.
I think
that's coming.
I will do a reaction trailer to that fucking video for sure.
Do you want... The Star Trek trailer.
Oh, yeah. I might need another beer. Oh, people. Anyone who says this looks good can go and sit on my middle finger. I'm sorry. That look. Simon Pegg said it
looks
like
shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
And he's the one who's been championing this fucking movie. It looks... Oh, but Beastie Boys. Who? This is why you don't let no Fast and the Furious people near your fucking franchise.
J.J. Abrams ruined it. I'm serious. And people liked that version of
he
it.
He turned into action. Yeah.
It's just... It's Star Wars now. But it's...
But the
Star
question
Wars
is
done as a
it's no, it's
as
not
a Fast and the Furious.
Now it's turning into Fast and the Furious. Because I only watched the 2009 reboot. I call it a reboot because that's what it fucking is. About 2 nights ago, and I didn't hate it as much as I originally did. I don't like it. It fucks with the legacy still.
I just think the characters. Were
yeah,
lost.
It's just it's not.
That was my
film.
Biggest thing about it. It wasn't like they're again with J.J. Abrams. He repeats things like fucking the Star Trek. Fucking Worth endangered for the 50,000th time. The guy with the wife who died, you know, essentially. Even in Nero, it was the same shit. But that would have been all fine if the characters were...
You haven't seen Into Darkness, have you?
I haven't. No, I'm just, I'm generally,
look, a lot of people,
I'm just generally not interested.
I preferred that one, and that's me.
I just think Star Trek, it's lost the foundations of what it was. And I'm not just saying it's a nerd fest. I think Star Trek
turned action.
Yeah, but it was a social, like, it used to make comments about social commentary.
Yeah.
And now,
but yeah, they had some words about John Boyega being pushed off the poster.
And, like, even watching Next Gen now, there's a lot of depth going on and all that sort of jazz.
But, that show finished a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, but even the later shows, even though they were less, they weren't as good, they still had that. And Star Trek, I've not seen a good Star Trek thing. Oh.
Enterprise, great show.
Fuck, I don't know how long. I didn't mind Voyager.
Liked Voyager.
And what was that? That was 2000. So we're going on 15 years since I've seen a good Star Trek.
They are doing a new show. But do you have faith in it after what they're doing?
But you know who's writing it? The guy who did Transformers. Forget it. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's Alex Kurtzman, the guy who did Hawaii 5-0. He's doing it. They're just trusting the wrong people with this. People who don't.
James Wan directing the new one.
I got to say, that the lines in the trailer, I don't know if they deliberately made it out.
Oh, that's
even
shocking.
McCoy with a, oh, damn. But what does he say? Oh, every time this happens.
Oh, I bet, yeah. I'm not going to die alone.
Yeah. It's just not. I don't think the gags.
But the music is just. It literally looks like Fast and the Furious in fucking space. Yeah. And we all thought, oh, that's what's going to turn into because they've hired James Wan. Ha ha.
Idris Elba. Where is he in this? Is he playing one of the
aliens? I think
he's
the alien.
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what it looks like?
He won't be working too hard because he doesn't like fucking doing it.
You know what? Because I saw it early in the morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, just exactly what I thought it was going to be. But you know what it looks like? After Earth to me.
It looks worse. No, it looks worse than that.
Oh, come on.
No, it does. I haven't seen Arthur Earth, but the trailer for it at least was like, okay, whatever, it's science fiction. This is like action.
But that's what it looks like. But it's turning Star Trek into After Earth.
Yeah, but this music comes out of nowhere. And you got like, oh, yeah, Kirk chatting up some chick.
The Beastie Boys comes from the 2000. I still reckon
cheap.
The 2009 one, it started to spiral.
Oh, yeah, but this looks fucking cheap. But the question is, would they have done it anyway if JJ didn't do this? I've got a feeling they would have done this anyway. And it pisses me off.
I think I just, when people talk about Star Wars losing with Phantom Menace and all that, this has lost it just as much. For me, this has lost it just as much because at least Star Wars, you still have that central storyline. This is just, there's nothing I like.
This is going back saying this is
an alternate
universe.
I'm trying to think of anything I like. I think the actors are miscast, but they're still good actors.
Carl Urban, I think.
Carl Urban's good. Yeah. I'm not sure about this new one, though. He looks a bit... I think Carl, you can tell...
He's like, where the fuck's that Drake script?
You can tell the people who like the original series.
Yeah.
Because all the actors, I know Zachary Quinto wasn't into it. I know Chris Pine wasn't into it. So all these guys weren't into it. And that's fine. You get some of the best time. Some of the time, people who don't appreciate the original stuff, do it better. But in this case, in my opinion, it's just... not work because they haven't got it. They haven't understood it.
I think it's more comes down to the writers.
Or they
evolved it. I can give you
Nick Meyer, when he did Wrath of Khan, never really even watched, but at least he sat there and watched them up and understood where it had to go and all that, and he evolved it. Mm. This doesn't feel like evolution. It feels like they're just...
To me, they're taking a back step. They're taking away...
An action thing.
They're taking away what made Trek was just the...
Look,
the mystery of...
First Contact had... a lot of action, but underneath they still had that storyline about Picard. They had that storyline, about him, not saving his people, but about the vengeance. What does it get you and stuff? And the even though I didn't like it, the guy on the planet who's like all about accepting his destiny and stuff. I maybe you can say 2009 had that with Kirk accepting his destiny, but it felt...
I didn't
like him as a character. That was his... So when he actually became a captain at the end of 2009, the movie... I couldn't care.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve to be in the chair.
But it annoys
me. He like, bloody commentary, doesn't deserve a shot at the time.
this guy's a bum. I agree with everything you said. It's just...
People like it, though, so I'm not...
I think people are easily misled now these days, where if anyone...
Like us.
Hey, probably we have our opinion. Whether people agree with us or not, it's still our opinion. And that's the whole point. It's our opinion. We're entitled to it. They're entitled to have their opinion. They're just wrong.
Look, it says something when the Independence Day trailer looks more like Star Trek than Star Trek.
Independence Day looks a lot better. Yeah. I mean, whether it's going to be. Not,
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard that.
I mean, it's probably going to be shit because it's directed by Roland Emmerich. But, I think that guy's got some potential. Yeah. Not much, but, you know.
It's, well, it's just...
Put this way, I don't think Independence Day will be boring.
No, but, I mean, look, I mean, it's... There are just some directors you can see doing things and you go, oh, cool, that's a good choice.
And James Bond.
I think Rian Johnson for Star Wars Episode 8. I think that's a fantastic choice. But I don't think a guy doing Fast and Furious, I don't think he'll...
Yeah, what? Good Star what Trek connection movie. Can you...
I don't think so. I mean,
seriously.
But then again, you go, okay, Ridley Scott, science fiction with Alien. The first thing he did was Duelist, which is fucking Victorian era. So
yeah, but come on, he did like one film.
Yeah, that's right.
Whereas this guy's done a couple of Fast and Furious.
It's from Melbourne. It's from Melbourne.
Yeah, Fast and Furious and Saw.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Sometimes that works where it's like a completely, you know, it'd be like Christopher Nolan. Romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. Because clearly he
I'd
does
be
not
interested to see it.
I would love to see him try.
Spinning top. Will I kiss her or not?
Yeah. Now, which one are you? You're the real you or not the real you? Fuck off, no, I'm just making a comedy for God's sake.
He's about to get married to someone and then Catwoman just comes up and shoots,
shoots him with a fucking... Sorry, no, I still fucking like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what... you want to get into it?
Oh, hold on, we've still got...
Oh, we've got other shit to talk about.
What do we got? The weird-ass Christmas traditions.
Oh, okay, he's got it. Look, we haven't read this yet. He's grabbed the list and we've printed it out. He's got a list. He's checking it twice.
If I can find it.
It was on that. It was on that paper.
Was it?
Yeah, that was it.
That was it. But it looks like, have you booked to go away somewhere?
Oh, okay, that's not it.
Your financial advice. That's not
read
it.
Read that. That's entertaining.
Wade Smale, $50,000.
It's good. Oh, it's under your feet.
Oh, right. Just like Star Trek.
Live, people.
Like,
we don't like,
just like Star Trek.
This is why we don't do shit live, people.
Just around the world, there's some weird-ass Christmas traditions.
Traditions.
Christmas titties. Christmas titties. Yeah, we haven't been drinking. In Germany, for example. Germany. Is Albert on? He might be able to identify with us. In Germany, on Christmas Eve, a pickle is hidden in the Christmas tree. The first kid to find it gets a gift.
I'm guessing the pickle represents the Jewish people who had to hide from the Nazis.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, hide the pickle.
Found a gherkin with a little mustache. Kept, we'd been fooled.
And then they drag the gherkin off to the fucking oven.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jewish people. Sorry, Cody.
That's right. What's the name of the... What's the name? We've got a... What's the name of that oven? Oh, Belsen.
Schindler's Gherkin. Yeah. Schindler's Pickle.
Yeah. Saving Private Gherkin.
What's that? Tom Hanks at the end. He's playing, you earned this. You're talking about pickle.
It's gherkin. Like, yeah. Downfalls about Hitler dropping a pickle. I want to see you do an image of a gherkin with a little mustache on it. No, I want to see the Nuremberg rally with everyone just, hey, like just bowing before a pickle.
That's what the whole Nazi salute was. It was Sieg Heil and they're holding a gherkin out.
No, just cut, bringing up a knife because I want to cut the pickle.
Like, who wants a pickle?
I pickle. All right. Oh, sorry.
That's only the first tradition, people.
Estonia. In Estonia...
What? Stone?
Is Estonia. Estonia?
Estonia. What's Estonia? That was in a movie.
But it's in Estonia...
Isn't that where the Goonies lived?
What? That's in America.
No. No. No.
I'm sure in Estonia. Probably nothing. In Estonia, families get really close by visiting a sauna together for Christmas.
What?
That's all the info I've got.
Okay, read that again.
In Estonia, families get together really close by visiting a sauna.
Visiting? Do they actually get in it? They just visit it. That's a nice sauna. Off we go.
We could do it. One Christmas, we'll
get into it. It's still better than the pickle.
Iceland. This is weird. I warn you. Two words. Yule cat. A vicious feline. Eats anyone who doesn't get new clothes before Christmas Eve.
What? I don't even get that. I don't even get that.
What? Iceland?
Iceland.
You're... That's why no one lives there. Cats eating everyone.
Have you got clothes? New ones. Thank God I got new clothes.
I should have had that cat play Prince John in Robin Hood. Fucking would have been vicious.
Your cat. Who would believe? Then again, people believe in a fat red fuck around the world.
Delivering presents. I gotta say, it was a bit weak on the. I just don't. What's the show? What's the part?
What's the point?
What's the point? Yeah, we discussed it for 5 seconds. But
we can always go back to it then.
Italy. Instead of St. Nick, they have Befana, the friendly witch who brings candy and toys on January 5th. Bit anticlimactic, really. So you have New Year and
January 5th. I better be for Christmas.
I don't know.
I'm a bit late. Here's your fucking candy.
Which? Latvia.
Oh, Latvia. They're fucking crazy.
A group of mummies go house to house getting a treat and giving blessings in return. So sort of like Halloween, isn't
it? Yeah, pretty much is Halloween. That's okay. I'm all right with that.
Greece.
Greece is the word. Yeah.
For Christmas. They celebrate Greece lightning!
you go up to Santa. I want. Tell me more. That's what Santa says. Tell me more. Do you want a big gift?
And think of it. That's got a connection to Santa. Drives off in the car at the end. Look, it would have been awesome if they drove into Santa at the end.
Run into Rudolph.
Sorry, Danny and Sandy. Get together now.
So at the end. You're telling me John Travolta's character, Danny, is actually Santa Claus.
No, he's Santa's son.
Oh, we're in a leather jacket.
No, you know what it is? They're going up to be elves. That's what Grease 2 is supposed to be about. And then Paramount says, this is ridiculous.
I just see Santa, you're sitting there with a kid on his lap and all this shit. I got chills. They're multiplying.
I got presents. They're multiplying.
And I'm losing control of these fucking elves. That won't work so hard.
Electrified. I could see Santa. I could talk about his sleigh. Well, you know they need shit. There's a real luck.
And then Mrs. Claus comes out. The elves, you better shape up. Because we need some workers.
How are we talking? Yeah, I'm going to stay in the North Pole for those hot summer. No!
As long as the head elf was the gym coach.
We're going to rock him.
We're going to rock his gifts. We're going to suck him.
That is the best bit of almost any movie. I'm telling you. I just watched that bit, and that is it. That's the only bit I remember.
I actually remember a bit in Greece.
We're going to yank him. We're going to rock him. We're going to rip him up. I'm going to rip him again. Tear him up to pieces.
And we come back. We're going to ring that sleigh bell.
That's what me and Mickey used to talk about.
I remember
about that movie. That gym coach. You're a good pitcher. You're a very good pitcher. He was the best. He was easily the best. Why didn't they make the movie about him?
Make a spin-off about that character. Yeah, Tarantino, here's your next movie. Yeah. The gym coach.
Playful coach.
Yeah. You'd be dead by now, surely.
I think, yeah. Especially if it was set in the
50s. After he saw Hateful Eight, he probably is. Yeah.
Greece. Anyway, you know the song 12 Days of Christmas? That's a ridiculous
song. The most...
All right, what is a partridge and who's putting it in a tree full of pears?
Look, I'd say this in a 5-minute rush. You think of that song. How greedy.
Yeah. Celebrating Christmas for 12 days. How tired would you be?
You think of it. Yeah, my true love gave to me. Yeah, the next part, second day, my true love gave to me. Third, my true love. What the fuck did he get for them?
Not much.
It's everything for me.
Yeah, but and also, who celebrates Christmas for 12 days?
Oh, some arrogant arsehole.
Who we got knocking?
Oh, food.
So
weird people just walking in. People just saw that.
Did
like,
that happen in April 8?
Food.
To Michael Madsen. Oh, this movie's gotten better.
You know what the worst thing is? As he comes in the camera, and you're just going to see this food. Yeah. What the fuck is this floating food just coming in? People aren't aware that's actually our father just going, he's not fucking stupid. He's going, this is food. We know it's food. He's just offering it to us. This would sound like, food.
Yeah, it is food. Might be a Shakespeare. Alas, poor Pavlova.
I could eat him, Horatio.
That's what. Another thing Hateful Eight was missing. Pavlova.
I should have turned around to the guy in Highlander 2 was doing that thing. What's your fucking game, dipshit?
Shit. You know, Hateful Eight should have had the poster. Kurt Russell standing his back. He's holding a bowl full of pavlova.
More entertaining. Far more entertaining.
12 Days of Christmas. The Greek version is apparently terrifying because on the 12 Days of Christmas for Greece, evil goblins called. Now, you try reading that.
Where?
You try reading that. Read. Kalakazorol.
Zorol.
Kalakantorizzi. Whoever's Greek caused a lot of mischief. That was very anticlimactic.
Because no one can fucking read it. That's why that tradition ended.
In Japan. This is the last one.
God.
Japan's fairly normal. They send Christmas cards to everyone, but they've got to be white and not red because red is saved for funerals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're delivered by kamikaze pilots.
I think if you had to, I think Iceland's won this competition. A cat that eats people, but for not getting a present, for not getting fashion.
I like the name of the cat. What the Guatemala?
Yule cat.
Yule cat.
That's probably where Yuletide comes from. Y-U-L-E cat.
Paul cat.
Do a Marvel. Do a movie of that.
The Black Widow.
Yes, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
It's a sequel.
Fight for the Yule cat.
Oh, we haven't spoken about that.
Oh, what? Black Panther.
Isn't the guy who did Creed?
Creed, yeah.
So let me get this right. DC have got Zack Snyder for four movies.
And only Zack Snyder.
And that's it. But we've actually got a range of talent, actually.
There's a fucking lot of talent Marvel have done. They're not fucking stupid. Even if you count... Just count Disney's talent.
Mm-hmm.
What they got with new Star Wars and obviously Marvel. And they're fucking nailing it.
It's depressing.
DC's just like, we have all the faith in you. Shit.
Have you seen that tag that's online now? In Snyder we trust. I did it once.
Yeah.
That was enough.
Like, why?
I'm like, how many times have we trusted him?
As George Bush said, fool me once, shame on you. Fooled, you can't be fooled again. One of the best quotes of that.
Warning, episode 7 time.
Look, people.
If you don't want to know anything, turn it off right now.
Because we are going to spoil
the shit out of it.
Absolutely every single aspect. We're not going to be just giving you the plot. We're going to tell you everything. Every single plot that happens here.
What happened in this movie?
So, to break it down, look, we'll start off with kind of not spoiling it as much, but there will be spoilers as we'll talk into it. But then we'll get into the full detail of everything. But if you do not want to know anything about Force Awakens, that's your fucking problem. Go and watch it now, seriously.
I mean, we should talk about the reception it's been getting.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that kind of shit.
Because Dad kind of...
Our father picked it. Exactly, pretty much.
Pretty close. Yeah,
last week's show was... Oh, I'll make about 250 million opening.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we were like,
shit,
yeah,
right.
But it was like no one predicted that.
No.
No one predicted that.
Oh, some people did.
Oh, not bad.
If you keep
in mind.
We're talking about a man who just walked in.
Dude. 250 million?
Maybe it's like his crystal ball. He's like, this is food.
I'd be all just making food. Star Wars is going to make 250 million.
I want people to make like a meme of that.
Boom. Yeah, Mark Spale, Christopher.
It reminds me, I don't know why that bloody guy in Spaceballs, the king. Yeah.
No, you know, it reminds me of Robin Hood dressed up as a woman. Your illustrious name, Force Awakens, will make 200. I know that.
He's more like Little John as the fucking dragon.
Dressed as little, fucking that bullshit in Return of the King. You haven't... Oh, not Return of the King. Of the 500 Hours.
The last Hobbit film.
Yeah,
fucking
what a
shit. No one gives a shit about it.
All right, I think I am generally shocked by the high reviews this has been getting. Like, not
why?
Just high
it's
reviews.
Well,
it's a good movie.
To sum it up, people, we both liked it. That's obvious. So
Look, let's face it.
Yeah.
It was going to have to be a Phantom Menace for us not to like it.
And look, we are biased. You know, like with Creed. But I think people are supporting our biasness with this one.
Really. Yeah, I think it's definitely... The one big fault the movie has is that it relies a little too much on A New Hope. But in saying that, some reactions to that have been over the top. Like, it's a remake! Not really. Not really. It's kind of... You couldn't say it's any more a remake of A New
Mad
Hope
Max.
then Fury Road is a Mad Max 2. Really? Because it's,
really, it's exactly.
It definitely pulls on scenes from that.
Oh, definitely. Shit, loads.
But it sort of makes them fresh again by bringing in new characters who are actually really good.
It's like I said to you, do you want to see something that's very similar, redone good, or something trying to be redone and done badly? A la Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I mean,
that could turn out to be great. Well, it won't be, but hopefully, yeah.
I mean, start with a negative. So I do think it probably references it a little too much.
Mm.
I can understand when, like, say, P1 talks about predictability with it, but at the same time,
I can't.
Like, I'm like, most of the movies you see. Tell me, Mad Max. You didn't predict everything.
I said this to him. Creed, he kind of said, "Oh, Creed wasn't predictable." I said, "Yes, it was."
I pick. I love Creed, but
everything that happened in that
movie,
I knew exactly.
Avengers.
Avengers, obvious. Yeah.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World is very predictable. Doesn't mean it's not bad.
I'm gonna have to watch Jurassic World again because I've been pretty unfair to it. Like in some way.
It's not. Look, listen. A lot of people think it's a horrible movie.
No. No. I sound like Thomas Wayne. Do you work there? No! Look, I've been meaning to bring that up. We'll talk about that one time. Basically, in Batman Begins.
Oh, okay, here we go.
I've got my complaints about Batman Begins, but
This is a complaint about one of the great films of Batman.
I think it's overrated, but yeah, that's just me. But the in Batman Begins, they're on the rail line, which I don't understand how building a rail line is going to help everyone anyway.
It's going to help the city.
Yeah.
I was just going to get people there.
And Bruce Wayne, when he's a kid, points to Wayne Tower.
His dad does.
His dad.
And at the center, Wayne Tower. I was like, arrogant cock.
And then Bruce Wayne as a kid goes, "Is that where you work?" And his dad goes, "No! No! I work at the hospital!" Not quite like that. I might be exaggerating
a little bit. In other words, he's like, "No, I work in a hospital."
I'm like, "Well, what's wrong with working in that building? Like, what is it? What have you got against it?"
It's just telling the truth. I don't work there.
No. Even the exaggeration. No! No! It took me completely out of the movie. I was like, "This movie's fucked. Worst Batman ever. This just fell under Catwoman."
He just goes, "No."
He just goes, "No." Pretty close to it. We'll talk about that movie one time because I don't hate it at all. Like, I like it. It's got some funny parts.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think bloody Joffrey hanging around now. So I mean, I understand it about it referencing A New Hope a little too much, but this business about, "Oh, it's exactly the same, essentially a remake." No, not really. I don't really see it. Like, I don't see it any more than Mad Max, Creed, or, I mean, essentially, what are the big issues?
Look, heavily inspired, which they are.
Here's the thing, right? Would you say it's any more of a remake than Phantom Menace was of The New Hope? Now, keep in mind, the difference, I suppose, with Phantom Menace, this, because they both have a kid or somebody from a desert planet who becomes a great pilot, okay, and ends up winning the day, right, against something ultimate, right?
Mm.
But Phantom Menace politicized it a lot. Both have like lost their parents in some ways.
Yeah.
He loses his mother, and Phantom Menace even more so ends with this giant ceremony that's exactly the same as Episode 4. But it seems like a very slow movie, so therefore it doesn't seem so much like A New Hope. But the basic elements of it are very similar. Whereas this does have that. The ultimate weapon thing, I'm still split on. Because it's not a Death Star. It may as well be called that. But the thing is, I kind of liked the design of it.
They even joke about it.
In the movie. Yeah, that made me. We got another one of these things.
He's like, they're always got a weak spot.
I got to say. I love some of the dialogue in this movie. I mean, all the characters, the new character, I thought Daisy Ridley just nailed it.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
I thought,
an actual strong female lead without going, look, strong female.
Yeah, exactly. That's where, if you want to see, like, to me, she's more of someone who girls can live up to rather than Katniss, because Katniss has these two guys.
Katniss is shit.
Oh, well, I haven't even seen the news.
Weak.
But I can't talk to her.
Now
much,
I have all the chicks of Hunger Games attacking me. How dare you say that about Katniss?
No, I don't think she's a terrible character.
She is. She's really not tough.
But compared to Twilight or She's a fucking...
Okay, she's a lot stronger.
She's fucking a golden...
Sarah Jessica Parker in 16. Yeah, exactly. How is that strong? See, exactly. Buying shoes!
So, okay, the thing I really like about The Force Awakens is that it's got people...
It's got people in it.
I know this girl who never watched Star Wars before. She's not interested, whatever. And she was forced to go see this.
Get it? Forced.
Yeah. And she was like, wow, that's what I've been missing. This is really cool. That I really, really like.
A lot of people who haven't never seen any Star Wars movies have come out and said to me at work that they really want to go and watch the new
one. And my favorite character in P1 is going to be hateful. Is Kylo Ren.
Hey, he's uninteresting, he's boring.
I thought he was one of my favourite Star Wars characters.
I think it comes down to us being more fans, so we understand the connection, which we will spoil in a minute, people, so don't worry about with Kylo Ren and his backstory. And
I think people, and this is nothing against P1 or anyone who said it, because I've heard a lot of people say it, when he takes the mask off later, I think they've missed the point of it.
No, because saying he's not intimidating.
But he's not.
He's not meant to be.
But it's this sort of similar to Darth Vader, in that Darth Vader underneath it all is this old man, which is what you saw. And they're sort of getting that out of the way early here.
There's no point in redoing
underneath it all, he's just this normal teenager, or 25-year-old.
He's just a young guy. He's a young guy, yeah.
And Adam Driver, I think, should be up for Best Supporting Actor. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
P1. No! I thought Thomas Wayne?
I thought he was absolutely fucking brilliant.
I like the vulnerability. The vulnerability.
People like, as soon as he's conflicted, that's emo. Emo is fucking Peter Parker in Spider-Man 3.
Thank you.
That's emo. Because there's no conflict internally.
There. Yeah.
There's a lot of internal conflict.
Yeah.
You're not sure about it yet.
Yeah, because they haven't explained it.
That's coming up. But the scene with Han Solo on the bridge is as good as any I've seen in
That is still one of the best scenes in Star Wars.
Because it's well acted. It's well acted. You give a shit.
You can't, everyone's like, oh, you could tell what was going to happen.
Of course you can.
I was like, yeah, the moment he walked down the bridge, I looked at you and I'm like,
Luke and Vader, when Vader and Obi-Wan are fighting, Star Wars is not known for its unpredictability. It's not, apart from Empire. That's the one time. But
it's like Rocky fighting Ivan Drago. Shit, I wonder who's going to win.
The movies that aren't predictable usually are blockbuster films. I mean, Lord of the Rings, all three of them. I knew it was
very predictable.
And I hadn't read the book.
Yeah.
I mean, I read the books later.
But they're predictable.
Not for sure.
It doesn't mean they're bad. It's just,
not at
Fast
all.
And the Furious. I'm pretty fucking obvious. I know what's going to happen, that shit.
All four Jurassic Park movies, you knew it was going to happen. All the Spider-Man movies ended the same way.
Any superhero movie.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Like Captain America, Winter Soldier. Fucking one of the, I think, probably Marvel's
best.
Yeah,
but you can predict it.
But you know what's going to happen.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. But it doesn't mean it's bad. It just...
No.
Sometimes predictability means you can just relax because you just switch your brain off.
Yeah.
You don't need to go, oh, I need to think about this storyline with that plot line, that. You just can rest and just... That's what I like about the new Star Wars. It's not like, oh, taxations and trade routes and fucking political shit. It's just...
No, it gets very down to basics.
It's just fun, action, adventure.
I mean, I don't think the film's without its flaws. There's a couple of lines here and there that don't go well. I think the first time I saw it, I thought Carrie Fisher sounded more like Carrie Fisher and not Princess Leia. But the more I see it, I've seen it three times. Kill me. And the more I see it, the more I get into that. What did you think of the Maz Kanata character? The fucking...
I want to know more about her.
I don't mind her. I think
people... She finds Luke's lightsaber.
How does that work?
Han's like, where the fuck did you find this? Well, not those words, but she's like, that's a story for another day. No, you tell me this shit now! I'm waiting to see this shit. Well, I've got them fucking down here. Look. At least I know I fucking bought that from a place. Where the hell did she find the damn thing? Cloud City is an endless fucking bullshit.
What's the line in Space Wars?
I found it in a Cracker Jack box. Maybe she didn't find it in there. I don't know.
I also thought...
They better answer that.
I thought there was a little too much humour.
Yeah, but you know what?
But most of it was pretty good.
Because we know it's going to get pretty fucking dark.
Yeah.
And it got pretty dark towards the end of this shit.
I love the ending. Yeah. That last... When I first saw it, initially, I'm like, when Luke's lost, if he's so wise, why didn't he have a house? Yes, I kept thinking, and I know he's got somewhere where he's living. I'm like, even Yoda had some shelter.
Oh, yeah, but would you, come on, you compare the beautiful scenery with the ocean to a swamp. I mean, come on.
I'll have you know, that might have been beautiful to Yoda. We don't know what he was seeing.
That is a fuckwit.
But, I mean, yeah, it's definitely got its weak spot. I mean, I agreed with a lot of P1's review. I just don't agree with his assessment of Kylo Ren. That's all.
Yeah, but look, that comes down.
But I can understand where he's coming from, because a lot of people have had that opinion.
Yeah.
I just, in my opinion, the character's not just a boogeyman. Yeah. He's a...
Boogie woogie, Kylo boogie woogie woogie. If he was just the wear a mask, be tough, it'd be Darth Maul over again.
Yeah,
it'd be Darth Vader all over again.
Yeah, but Darth Vader, I keep saying what made Darth Vader was not that he was that.
No, of course not.
What made Darth Vader was a compelling character was that there was more to him than that.
Hmm.
Palpatine is that. Palpatine's just a scary guy. You don't know much about him. Vader and now Kylo Ren are the reason people, and the reason why they're fucking all over all of this bloody merchandise. Is because
that's a stormtrooper. That's not Kylo Ren. That's Kylo Ren.
It's because the people find him interesting because, and Vader, like, people think of him, like, there was always this depth to him. When you first saw Star Wars, Darth Vader was just,
he was just
big, no one.
Tall like, machine. People didn't know he was a fucking human.
I prefer, for me, this is just me, I prefer character over just an intimidating hard.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's just me. I think Clint Eastwood's best. Rocky. Stallone is best when he's playing the vulnerable hero, not the hard ass. Because for me, I just prefer those characters. I love, my favorite type of character in any movie is one who's got an internal conflict. RoboCop, Norman Bates, Alex a little bit in Clockwork Orange, Darth Vader, obviously. Those are my favorite film characters. Rocky, the new Rocky film.
He's a story guy.
That's what makes him such a great character. Even Apollo Creed had that a little bit. But, the character, the storyline's a bit weak.
Look, it's a very simple.
Very simple.
Very simple.
Very simple.
That's
but it does its job. For this film.
Look, as I said, Disney were not going to take any risks. They wanted to play it as simple because they saw what happened when it took risks.
Well, it's worked. So many people, it's weird. I've had so many people.
Worked. Just destroyed the box office.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's had a lot of people have come up to me liking this movie who generally aren't Star Wars people. So for Star Wars fans who do think, I've noticed a lot of Star Wars fans who've just seen it once, who turn around and go, it's too simple. I can sort of, because I had that the first time I saw it, but then I saw it a second time, and I can see the differences in character from the originals. People are like, oh, Luke's exactly the same as Rey. No, they're very different. Very different. How would you
one has a penis.
How would you say Finn is similar to Han? It's just not. They're not. And BB-8, even BB-8's attitude is different to R2.
I love BB-8.
Yeah, everyone. Didn't like BB-8? I suppose the one character I thought was a little weak was General Hux.
That's the only one. Look, I didn't like his acting. I didn't like the character.
Snoke, I think, was a little...
Look, everyone is this giant motherfucker. It's like, well, one, it's a hologram, and two...
Should we discuss where we think we're going with it?
Yeah, we will, but you don't want to have him just thrown out there going, look, this is who he is, blah, blah.
Like, he's not the Emperor.
Yeah, look, but leave that shit. You don't want to know... Everyone's like, I want to know more. It's like, no.
That's the point of the movie! That's why there's going to be another two.
People are like, oh, I don't really know about him. I don't really like him. It's like, yeah, well, give it fucking time until they explain his background, which we have our theory, and I think a lot of people do.
I think he's Darth Plagueis.
A lot of people think he's Darth Plagueis.
But mainly because... thank you, Tony. You might have ruined this for me. Because I listen to the music for when they play it during the Episode 3 scene and during the scene during Episode 7, and it sounds very similar. There's fucking theories.
Well, people aren't aware, Emperor Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, explains the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Yeah,
if he's so wise, why hasn't he got a house? And it's... Yeah, he trained his apprentice... He was so powerful he could even save those from dying. So who says he couldn't save himself from dying? Even though they say in the story he gets killed by his apprentice.
If it turns out, because I said this to Tony on Facebook, I've said it to you. If it's Darth Plagueis in the new, if it does turn out to be him, all bets are off. Because anything can happen then.
Yeah.
Because if he's mastering over who lives, who dies, whatever, you could have anyone, apart from Alec Guinness, be in the next one. Like anyone. Like just...
And such as some people get stabbed and fall off the bridge.
Yeah, it's possible. And the fact that it's directed by Rian Johnson and written by him. Here's the thing about J.J. Abrams. I think J.J. Abrams is a better director than he is a writer.
Yeah?
I think he's got a good visual sense. And good look, on you for keeping the fucking lens flares.
Yeah, regarding Henry, I think he wrote really good.
Yeah, I know. But this film, I mean, I think out of this trilogy, the next one's the one I've got the most faith in. But even before I saw this.
Oh, look, it'll
because
be a lot darker.
I think this Rian Johnson guy, I've heard him talk in commentaries and all that. This is a guy.
He's smart, motherfucker.
He's a very, very intelligent man. He wrote the best episodes of Breaking Bad.
Yep.
Looper. He's done a whole lot of stuff. Brick, which is a really good film. About a brick.
Never heard of it.
The danger I'm sort of... How would you feel? Because a lot of his stuff is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt...
It's a massive Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
I have no issue. In fact, if you're going to bring Anakin Skywalker back, there you go.
Yeah. No, look, I wouldn't have a problem with
who
that.
Says you got, who says it has
well,
to
it
go?
Couldn't be. It could be anything in the new movie. Yeah. I mean, it's... Do you think...
Look, there is rumors that Anakin will return.
Do you think that she's his daughter?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I mean...
Oh, Ray, I'm positive Ray's his daughter.
Oh, because of that Disney leak yesterday.
There's a leak where in the Disney fucking game where you got those stupid things you put on top of the other things. And I think it's Infinity, whatever the fuck it is. And there's a scene where Kylo Ren's fighting Ray, and she says, come at me, cousin, or something like that.
Mm.
He says something, calls her his cousin.
Mm.
And then Disney got pissing. Remove that shit straight away.
But why would they put that in a game in the first
place? Because
they're
fucking Disney. They're like, oh, let's just put it out there.
Did you think they were going to find at the I still reckon it would have been awesome if Luke's line at the end was the line out of a naked gun.
Oh.
Looks around, and where the hell was
it? No, I still wanted the line to be.
It looks homeless.
Oh, it's like, oh, that's where I left the bastard. Thanks for my lightsaber. Get it back in. You did give me that saber. You won it on that horse. He could have just like, oh, I've been looking for that fucking cunt everywhere. You stole it from a stupid Daikini. That's totally long.
That's
right. Yeah, it is too.
So all up, I liked it. I don't think it's as good as the originals.
I think it's very, very close up.
But I think there is a lot to like.
Look, I was entertained. I was never bored. I thought it was
well acted.
Well acted, good writing. It's a fun adventure. That's
I like I want. The see. I love the weird. It's a desert planet. See, this is a good example. Okay, desert planet. Yeah, we've seen that. Hmm. But the shit we see on the desert planet, all the weird ass shit.
Oh,
I haven't seen that in Star Wars before.
Not
like this. Yeah. Like that thing that she saved BB-8 from.
Yeah.
Fucking, what is that?
No, but we used to have that kind of shit. But not CG.
Mm.
That's the one thing I will love this for. Fucking lot of practical.
You know, this is it. Rian Johnson hates CG. So like I said to you, I'm not even expecting a space shot in the next one. I think it's going to be all in one room. just like, it'll be just like in a box room. Like
I'm all for that.
You're good. Like, I'm like, who made this? Lars von Trier?
One scene. Got to be one room. Hateful Eight.
Hey, Luke, you could put a BB-8. You could put a 4B2 up there. Stop the Sith from getting in.
No, absolutely not.
No. What else is
there? Chombo, okay, he's called Nigger through the whole thing.
The cameos, Daniel Craig?
Yeah, Daniel Craig is all but confirmed that he was in it.
Yeah.
They won't say.
Yeah.
As the Stormtrooper. It is Stormtrooper.
Gets
mind controlled. Oh, drop your gun. Oh, I've dropped my gun.
Was that Coruscant that blew up? Dean reckons it wasn't.
I think it is.
Yeah.
But I've heard, no one's really confirmed.
Because everyone sort of analysed it. Did anyone notice the first line from this too? The first line from the movie is, this will begin to make things right.
Mm.
You don't think that's a go at the prequels? I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought about that. Good.
I got to say, that Max von Sydow character, I liked him, but he was sort of wasted.
Why the fuck do you need Max von Sydow?
Why was he... the one moment where he's like, where he turned around and said, you're from a good family or something, I was like, yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah.
Okay, I really liked...
See, I would have made that like Mon Mothma or something. Or even Lamra Akbar.
No, he can't kill Admiral Akbar like that.
Come on. It would have given him the chance to say it.
It's a bull.
It's a trap. But awesome.
One thing I really liked about the movie was that it wasn't such a big deal when they revealed who Kylo Ren's father was. It was
because
it was like, because P1's right. You could predict it.
Yeah.
But the way it wasn't like, I am your father. Like,
oh,
it was
God.
Just like, you know he's on your father's ship.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Just casual talk.
But the people in the audience were shocked. It was like, oh, what?
They got a lot more shocked later on.
I was like, what's the surprise? Chewbacca in this.
Best character
reckon.
In it. Better than Kylo Ren, I hate to say.
Really?
Chewie. I love Chewie in this. Chewie is the fucking man.
Fucking went after Han got killed. He's just shooting everyone.
I'm so happy Craig.
Awesome.
I'm so happy Craig made me Chewie.
Yeah.
At our work. That was just...
One thing I'd be meaning to talk about, too, is in the lightsaber fight, One, it's not supposed to be the big spectacle Thank that you. Phantom Menace was, because a lot of people have said that. But the thing is, it's supposed to be
amateurs.
More. Yeah, because they're amateurs. Exactly. And people are like, well, how could she beat Kylo Ren? Now, three things, actually. One, he was shot, which wouldn't really affect
multiple
things, but
times,
it doesn't help.
Yeah.
Two, we don't have any idea about how strong in the Force she is, and she's losing until she accepts the will of the Force.
Yeah.
Three, and you hear Snoke, I guess, turn around and say that Kylo Ren's training's not complete.
But even then,
don't forget, he's never had anyone challenge
him. Yeah, but
him
even
before.
Then, by the time he fights her, he's already been shot. Towards the hip and
he
stuff.
He murdered his father.
He gets his arm cut by Finn.
Finn?
Yeah. And then, so he's already injured. So he's had a fight.
This is what my argument. He's not supposed to be Darth Maul. He's not supposed to be this big, powerful
Like, if Luke walked in there,
he would have beaten the shit out of him. If Obi-Wan had to come in.
Yeah.
There's always the question that you always have with all these movies, which is, why doesn't a Sith just strangle them? With Luke and Vader, you kind of get that, but...
No, but they can't.
What?
You can't strangle... This is fucking nerding out here. A Jedi cannot be strangled by a Sith.
Really?
Because the Force. That's like when he's trying to read her mind. He cannot.
Yeah, that was great, actually.
Yeah, he can't do it.
The more times you realise, she's fucking strong. She doesn't know it yet, but they're all... You know how scared...
Because she's Luke's daughter, it's obvious.
Because how scared they all are of her, you know? So it sort of builds up to that moment at the end where she does... People actually cheered when she got the lightsaber.
How would you feel if she's Anakin reincarnated?
Fucking weird. like I said, all bets are off. I'm not trying to predict. I think the next one's going to be really good. I've just got this feeling it's going to be really, really good. I think this was the introductory one, which I'm fine with.
Well, we've got to talk about that scene.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Which
the
one?
Scene. The scene of the movie.
What, where they play chess?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. Without people knowing, if you don't know, if you don't turn us off, man, it's your fault. Han being killed.
I mean, look.
I never seen an audience shit their pants all at once. Seriously, the whole audience.
You knew it was coming.
And then, like, people said, oh, it was predictable. I was like,
of course it's predictable.
It was predictable for a while before it happened, but still the way it happened.
Mm.
It's like, shit, they actually have killed Han Solo.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I mean, Disney spent a fortune on this franchise.
And if people are saying you're spoiling it, we've fucking warned you 100 times.
Disney spent a fortune on getting this franchise. So I would have thought they would have kept Harrison in it a bit longer. That's just it. So, but now that he's... Because that's
Who says
when people
gone?
Say they haven't... that's just it. I'm not totally
Everyone
confident.
In this room has signed on episode 8. Harrison Ford's right there.
Yeah.
So,
the thing is, yeah, you can predict it, but it doesn't mean it's not a great scene. Yeah. I mean, you could probably tell Ripley was going to beat the Queen Alien. It's not a good scene.
You don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, that becomes unpredictable.
But, I mean, that's when they say the movie didn't take risks. I'm like, they killed Han Solo. That's a pretty big fucking
risk.
That's
a fucking huge. That is
big
a
risk.
Huge. You're like, when
a
people saw
the
trailer,
appeal.
They saw him appear. People went, even when he walked in the movie, it went ape shit. So to take the risk of saying, you're fucking dead.
I'm still not totally convinced. Because if Darth Plagueis can bring people back from the dead, or whatever. Well,
who says he wouldn't bring him back to use again?
But we've seen Harrison as a bad guy. What lies beneath?
No, I don't mean it's a villain. I mean, who says he wouldn't bring him back and hold him
there's so many rumors. That's just about what could happen.
I mean, but that's what I love about Star Wars. Star Wars is always
The other criticism I have is they sort of wasted. Wasted, but Captain Phasma, they didn't really do much with her.
Part 2.
Yeah, I know it's coming, but still.
You couldn't do so much with all these characters.
I'll be interested to see. There's apparently a deleted scene where Chewie rips some guy's arm off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max, Simon Pegg, the character he plays, rips his arms off.
Oh, cool.
So, but that apparently the rating was just it was too harsh, so they're going to have it on the Blu-ray.
Where'd he come from?
Oh, you chase him to get the Falcon.
Oh, okay.
I've got my criticisms of it. Like, I mean, I think it's a little too close to A New Hope, and some of the characters were a bit wasted. But on the whole, it's definitely...
Okay, so I'd rather you do something, remake it good.
Yeah, for sure.
Do something different and do it
It's not a remake. When people say it's a remake, I'm like, it's no more of a remake than Phantom Menace or fucking... and
Creed.
That's,
Creed's a remake of Rocky.
Yeah, in a sense. Yeah. I mean, when people like... I mean, I can sort of... understand a bit, the trench. They didn't really need to do the trench thing.
But
it was 5 seconds. It was 5 seconds that wasn't part of their strategy. Yeah. It was 5 seconds they just go down and they just follow, and it looks like A New Hope. It wasn't like, see, they're relying on this trench to destroy. Not really. They're just, flying down to get to that access point.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, look, it did have a lot of that stuff, but as I said, it was done well.
Yeah, for sure.
If it was done bad, I'd be like, fuck this. Same shit over again.
Yeah. Yeah. And if it hadn't, what kept it alive for me wasn't so much the script, it was the new characters who I thought were really good. To stand shoulder to shoulder with the old cast, that's a tough
look. Harrison Ford, I think I said this year.
And this is his best performance in years.
This is like Stallone with Rocky, reprising role, nailed it.
Yeah.
Him, after 30 years, came back and fucking nailed
it, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely smashed it.
He was even better than he was in Jedi.
Chemistry between him and Chewie is some just of the best good. Chemistry I've seen. And like a buddy cop.
They're
fucking great. Now he's gone. It's depressing.
That scene where where they're talking about Han has let them down.
I love that scene. He's like, "Whoever let you down?" And the guy's once, and the other guy's twice, and Chewie's that shit. They're even talking. Like, I love that comedy. That comedy's great.
Yeah, yeah. They had some great, and then Harrison had some great lines. That line about the Force doesn't work like that.
Oh, I love that. He's like, "Here's the Force. It doesn't work like that."
Do you know what that was? What the stormtrooper as sanitation? You know what that is a reference to? In Clerks, there's a line about the stormtrooper. Yeah, stormtrooper doesn't know how to install a toilet.
Yeah.
And Kevin Smith's like, you imagine Kevin Smith. Ow, a reference to me. All this bloody white shit appears on the screen.
Do you stand? Kevin Smith's the one who's jacking off to the fucking Batman vs Superman. So Kevin Smith can give a fuck.
Is he? Of course he is.
Cause he's what he saw. Oh, looks beautiful.
Because Ben Affleck. Yeah. I don't. So yeah, I mean, what would you give it out of 5?
At least 4 to 4.5. I'm sorry, I'm biased.
I give it four. I give it half off. No, I give one half off for being a little too referential to A New Hope.
Look, the first time watching it, I was kind of like
on the fence.
I don't know if I'm going to like this. Then Han like came into it. I'm like, okay, cool. Second time watching it, I'm like, I can just relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, the new characters were really good. Yeah. She was great. Matt, for somebody who's never acted before, she's appeared nude once.
Good for her.
As a dead body in like fucking like a British cop show.
Good for her.
And then she's in Star Wars.
Good for her.
A dead body.
Good.
Top 10 people.
Oh, people, this is a list that you'll never ever see anywhere else on any other fucking... Maybe you have, but nothing like this. We are doing... And I wish we could do photos with this, because it was too. I was trying to, but it's too fucking random to organise. It's the top 10.
We don't want spin-offs of these characters from the Star Wars universe.
People, they're doing Rogue One, which is going to be based on how they get the plans and all that shit. They're talking about the whole Boba Fett and Han Solo spin-off movie. Maybe Yoda. Maybe Obi-Wan.
Maybe the barman from the canteen.
Yeah. these are the top 10.
Better not make these spin-offs.
characters. We don't want
them. P1, there we go. number one.
Well, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'd actually like to see P1 in Star Wars. I could see him.
Absolutely not.
Couldn't you see him?
No.
As a smuggler?
No. No.
I could see Cody smuggling beer all over the place. It's been a good year for movies.
I could see Cody and Hart. Like Cody is Hart and Chewie.
Let me ask you something. Are you shit scared of how many bad movies might come out next year? I am. I'm thinking Ghostbusters, Star Trek,
Batman vs.
Superman. I'm like, this could be a disaster. Fucking Independence Day 2, baby. Roland Emmerich doesn't have the best track record.
Yeah, but then
better, though.
You got like Civil War and stuff, which I'm hoping is good.
Yeah, it looks good.
But compared to some of the bad, it ain't looking good.
Civil War has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
All right, I'll go first. Number 10. Let's get out of the way. Jar Jar Binks. I don't want to see a spin-off of it.
Look, I
didn't have him on my list. Do I? I really don't need to explain why, do I?
might be able to redeem the
Disney
character.
Disney wanted to obliterate any goodwill people have towards him about it. Things. Do a Jar Jar Binks spin-off.
I could say
Rogue Clumsy.
It might. What if he was a Sith?
I don't. Still don't. I wouldn't pay to see a movie. You saw when he was a supporting character. Imagine him as the sole character.
Yeah, fair enough. It depends how you do it. Actually, no. I still wouldn't want to fucking say that shit.
What's your number?
Number 10 for me. What the fuck was it? Ah, yes. I want to see a backstory.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do it, but I don't. Because I'd love to see how they do it. The giant slug worm.
The from
the asteroid.
Oh.
No. The giant worm that eats the falcon. How did it get there? What's its story? How does it keep alive? What's it just rock? How did it get on there? How did it get on an asteroid? Did it grow there?
You know, if that movie came out now, people would say that. Like, it would be like, how did it get there? It's like with a map with Luke's how did he make a map? Like, what? All right, whatever.
Like, why do you make the map?
I've seen this before.
I've seen this before.
Yeah, I mean,
that slug, that was the one in the garbage compactor rip-off of the first one.
Can you imagine trying to make that spin-off?
I think if they had done it.
You try and do that, Tarantino.
My number 9. The pilot from Empire who says, two fighters against a Star Destroyer.
Oh, that motherfucker. That would be the Major Allsop of Star Wars.
He's the most, I don't know who that motherfucker was. He's a terrifying
actor. The worst actor in all.
You mean
two fighters against a Star Destroyer?
Sound like he just turned. Sound like Cody just turned up drunk.
Too right.
He gets the ship. Like, what? We're fighting on a battle.
That's why you never saw him again. He's still there.
He never left. Still. That's where they are.
Vader walked past him.
That's who she should have found on that planet at the end. She hit the lightsaber. Two lightsabers against a Jedi.
It's still just standing there.
I'm all for that.
Who's your number 9?
My number 9. What the fuck was my? Oh! My number 9, which you kind of hit on my last question. Oh, it's more of a TV series. I could see it working, but not. The Sarlacc pit. No, but as cheers. You have all these bounty hunters and shit. It's an interesting story.
Enslaved.
Yeah, come to the Sarlacc pit where everybody knows your name. That would make...
Boba Fett is Norm.
That would make the worm fucking thing in the special edition. Ted Danson. Ted Danson has good hair. Neither does the Sarlacc pit. Perfect.
Woody Harrelson would be that bloody the fucking what do you got with the long the guy with the sausage neck?
Oh, Bib Fortuna.
No. There's the weaky. I know the names, but I don't want to say because you won't know. The prune face guy.
Oh yeah. The one that Luke is about to poke.
That's
Luke
right.
Off.
Yeah, he does the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. I could see that. Cheers, the Sarlacc pit. They can do a spin-off with Frasier.
Yeah, that's right. A psychiatrist in the Sarlacc.
I know, it's a weird concept.
Have John Mahoney of the Sarlacc pit just sit there.
Sitting in his chair.
You're going to yak all the time or you're going to eat one of us?
My number 8.
Give me the voice.
You know, one character I have from the new one. General Hux. I don't want to say.
Oh.
I just... we must make a movie about me.
Yeah, he kind of overacted a little bit.
But in a... One woman, I saw a review said about how shitty the original Star Wars was and how great this character was. I'm like, it must be just because he's British. I didn't hate the character. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I hated the character.
It's mainly that one scene where he's doing the screen. He's like fucking having a fit. It's like, mate, just tone it down, all right?
And you see, like, Kylo Ren. That's why Kylo Ren didn't want to be there. He was like, oh, I don't want to. I fucking heard him talk before.
He can hear him from the Star Destroyer. He's like, fucking tone that shit down. That's why he wears the helmet.
That's why I reckon Luke didn't want to be involved in any of it. But you know why? Because he didn't want to hear them. And he's like, fucking Death Star. I tell you what, Artu, wake me up after the Death Star.
That's right, Artu turned himself off. He's like, fuck, I got problems with shit.
The Star Killer's been destroyed. I actually don't mind the design of the Starkiller.
I love
that's
that.
Just it.
That's
cool. If it had been just another Death Star, I would have said, yeah, it's shit. But yeah. I don't mind the idea of another ultimate weapon. I mean, they fucking villains. They build them all the time.
I like the idea.
Bond bad guys. How many missiles can they have?
But because it wasn't the same, it was the thing that it destroys the sun, uses its weapon. Uses
that's
it
right. Weapon. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, it's different.
Yeah, yeah.
Same ship.
Yeah. But don't do it again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, no. What was that? It was your number 8?
Yeah.
My number 8. Mentioned in this character's made my list twice now, people. The Wompa that loses his arm.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
What happened to him? Gets his arm cut
off. Is this a list you do want to see or don't want to see?
It's a mix. I don't think you could possibly do it, but I'm curious to see how you'll do it. Because, as I said, this Wompa.
The Hateful Eight in the ice, just wandering around.
This Wompa, scares the shit out of Luke and, like, he gets injured. But I think this Wompa saved him. Dragged him back to his home. He was getting meat ready for him, going to feed him.
ties him up so maybe your blood can circulate again so you're alive. What's Luke do? Chops his arm off.
Yeah, he's a
bastard. Standing there going, what the fuck happened?
That's the other thing I want to talk about Kylo Ren. When people are like, oh, he's a bit emo. Luke Anakin.
I'm like, it's not like
he comes anymore. From this family of Clint Eastwoods.
Because Luke cracks the shits.
All the time.
Jesus.
Anakin cracks the shit.
Yeah. So, learning your lesson, don't train anyone from this family.
That's the other thing. All the Jedi trainers are useless.
Oh, no, that
apart from Christopher Lee.
That's true.
But then you think about, well, in his second fight, his apprentice did get killed.
He's not good at...
What do you think of it?
Yoda?
Yeah, Dooku.
Dooku betrayed him.
Fucked him up.
Liam Neeson? Yeah. Obviously. Well, Liam Neeson's probably the only successful one. In a lot of ways, because he hasn't trained anyone.
Yeah.
We're recording. Oh, no, she's here. Oh, fuck off. What are we talking about?
We
lost our train of thought.
Dooku.
Dooku, yeah.
Training.
Betrayer.
Yoda, Luke with Connor.
Yeah, Luke Owen.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obviously. Anakin Ahsoka. Is that it?
They all failed.
Mace Windu. And that's just Mace Windu.
Mace Windu's just
Mace Windu's such an arsehole, he didn't even train anyone.
He didn't bother training anyone. He's just a prick.
Yeah. Except his lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's just bad motherfucker.
All right. Who's go?
It's yours. That was my number eight.
My number seven. Dexter Jetster. I don't want to see a cooking show with this bastard.
Oh, you got Dexter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to put him on my list. I didn't.
No,
I thought I did.
No.
Obi-Wan!
Yeah, I don't want to see a cooking show.
I'll be right with you. Leave these food. Cook it away. Throw
burnt cooking away. A cooking show on Coruscant.
No.
I would pay to see
that.
No. I don't like cooking shows.
What's his backstory? He knows. Oh,
those cloners.
How did he know about... I never thought...
These cloners. You mean the top secret
exactly.
ones?
Exactly. So what's his backstory? Interesting. He could be like the Jamie Oliver. The Gordon Ramsay!
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay!
He's more like the Ernest Borgnine.
He looks like Orson Welles. the Jedi.
French cloners!
You know what? I see the similarity, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Some weird fucked up way.
You're good.
What was up to? That was
my
seven.
Seven.
I can't even count these days. Oh! This one I want to see!
What?
The Rancor owner!
I wouldn't.
Why was he upset?
Because he owned a Rancor.
Exactly. That guy has.
He had no shirt.
That's depth.
That is the second case of man boobs in a movie.
That guy runs out with a weird fucking cloth thing on his head and breaks into tears. Like, what's this guy's story? What's this guy? I want to know. It's depressing.
There was a book about it.
That's a love. That love is more passionate than The Notebook.
Maybe they could do a love story.
So I mean, a love story, the Rancor. You know, me, my Rancor, and me.
Up close and personal. And it's a Robert Redford.
I would see that. Yeah. You know, like an officer and a gentleman version of the Rancor. He walks in and shoots
the Rancor.
What's the fucking song that plays in it?
Pretty Rancor. Wandering down the street.
The Rancor's a prostitute. Which makes the fat, bald bastard Richard Gere.
He closes the gate on the Rancor's finger. Oh!
Come on, who do we want to see? I know this is meant to be the ones we don't want to see.
Ridiculous thing. I'm
starting to change.
Pretty Rancor.
Runaway Rancor. I'd see it.
My number six. Have you heard of this one? Captain Panaka.
Have you got him? He's my number one.
Right.
Who would want to see a movie based on
Dean Wood, just to annoy you,
based on the most... I'll get to what I get to him. You'd say what you want. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to see him because he's a bit too negative.
Of course he's my number one. How else would not be my number one?
A bit too negative. So let's go on to your one because
we'll get back to you. Don't you worry about that. What are we up to? Number six. This one's a bit weird. Remember in Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
That old woman who's talking to Annie all the time looks like our grandmother. Yeah. You better go home, Annie. In a storm.
Jonah.
What's her name? And kind of
Gina.
Waddles off.
Gina, that's her name. J-I-N-A.
What's her backstory?
serves proof.
People are looking and going, who the fuck are they talking about? She's the old bitch that lives on Tatooine who's
trying
to...
Storm's coming up, Hannah. Go home quick.
And gets up, waddles off. What was her storyline? How'd she get there? Oh, no one really cares, but she might have been a Jedi.
But she did. That's how Anakin first saw his lightsaber.
Maybe that is Plagueis.
That's really funny.
What? You had to think twice. What?
What?
He's watching Anakin all along.
Yeah.
Looks similar, like Snoke. They'll fall apart and horrible.
Oh, rebels are coming, Ren. You better get home. You owe me a quick.
I'd pay to see that.
My number five. Now, this is purely because of the name. I don't think this name would work kind of well in a movie. This is his character's name. Yarel Puff.
Who the hell's that?
The guy with a long neck in Phantom Menace. That's his name. In the Phantom Menace. The guy
in the Jedi Chamber.
Yarel Puff.
People, this guy's in the background. He's sitting in one of the Jedi Chambers. Long neck.
Well, everyone remembers that guy.
He just does this. Can't fucking do anything. And what happened? Never saw him in the next one.
He gets killed. Because of his name. I reckon somebody threatened me. Puff in Australia is a slang term for homosexual.
Gay. Faggot.
Yeah.
Puffer. All the same and above.
But, yeah, Yarel. That's purely... It might be a very good backstory. I don't think anyone can get past the name.
Whatever happened to it? Like, seriously, where did he go?
He gets killed in one of the cult movies.
How?
I don't know. Somebody said, you're a puff.
He chopped his head. Chopped his head off.
I believe he went to Russia.
What was that one?
Number five.
Oh, my number five. Once again, this man makes my list twice. Dax.
From
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
The man who says, as Luke and him are going to take on the walkers on Hoth, I feel like I take on the whole Empire myself. And what's his backstory? I want to see that.
Oh, well, maybe he took on the whole Empire.
Maybe he blew the Death Star and Luke took credit for it.
That seems going to be the star of Rogue One. He steals the Death Star plans.
I would see that. Seriously. And what does he do? He can't even shoot a fucking harpoon. He's hopeless and dies.
Yeah.
Tragic.
What's his name? Zach.
Dak.
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 And is he dead?
That's who Darth Plagueis brings back to life.
You never see him die.
That's what the next one's going to be called.
Because what happens is
Dax awakens.
He awakens on Hoth. Shit, it's cold.
What happened to everyone? That's the line.
It's like where's everyone gone? It's like the Winter Soldier. He's just frozen there.
Where's everyone gone? Abandoned.
Abandoned.
My number four. I think you'll agree with this one. The two-headed announcer.
I didn't have that on my list.
Oh, no. I don't care what universe you're from. I don't want to see your
They
movie.
Might be related to Puff.
Yeah, right.
The long neck.
No.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah, I'm interested to know how they got their job. Why are they American? Maybe it was P1 and Cody.
How did they get... Why is it one speaks one language? Wouldn't they have been educated at the same time?
It's Phantom Menace. You're not meant to ask logic in that fucking film at all.
But no, I don't want to see it. No.
I always call him the two-headed dickhead. I've always called him the two-headed dickhead. No idea what his name is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That,
from the Outer Rim territories.
How would it be if they cut that in when Han got stabbed?
That's gotta hurt.
Oh, no. Ruin a scene, that's for sure.
No. After he gets stabbed, the crowd is going nuts.
No, absolutely fucking not. Absolutely. Well, we're up to number four. This one's weird, people. So you might have to Google this one. I want to see the real story of Stormtrooper TK421 before Luke kills him and takes his costume. Who was he? He might have been just...
He had a bad leg.
2 days to my retirement. Luke kills him and steals his outfit.
Big Glover could play.
Yeah, what happened to him? Poor guy was like... I don't want to work for the Empire. I'm just trying to make some money for my family.
You have to get one hell of an actor to play that. Michael Fassbender.
I was going to say, Michael Wincott. No, what's his name? Michael Madsen. Close the fucking door.
The rebels will get him. Put the tractor beam back on.
But seriously, what the characters, everyone knows that thing, 2K421, why aren't you post? Mm-hmm. Who was he?
There's a stormtrooper.
Is he still on the? Is he still on the fucking?
His leg's not very good.
Is he still on the bloody Falcon?
I think he got shot, didn't he?
Yeah, but maybe they're stunned.
They hide him.
Yeah, he's still on there.
See, there's another thing. This movie
plot hole.
Yeah. Dreadful.
He's
dreadful.
Probably still in there when BB-8 and all are down there. He's like, I'm still here.
They didn't have these plot holes in Silent Running.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Yeah, but that's my number four, people.
My number three. Salacious Crumb.
I would want to see. No.
I would. You would want yes, 2 hours of that.
Yes.
Welcome to my movie.
Who would not want to see it? Come on.
There's a band named after that.
Yes. That's how awesome he is. He needs to be a Sith or a Jedi. That needs to be Snoke. Sitting there all.
Salacious Snoke.
I would totally disagree with you with that character. That character's fucking awesome.
Look, I love Salacious Crumb.
Awesome.
I wouldn't want to see a 2-hour movie.
I would see a trilogy. Old trilogy based on that character.
Him wandering around doing jokes, stand up.
No, Jabba Hutt, he's dead.
No.
Yes.
No.
Come on, yes.
Your number three.
My number three is someone you kind of mentioned before.
Panaka?
No, he's number one. The bartender from the cantina.
He's the most ugly. Wuhrer. That's a Wuhrer.
That guy is the best actor I've ever seen. When Luke taps him on the shoulder. Just complete rudeness of arrogance. And he's like, oh, I'll have a beer.
He looks like he's got the Elvis grin.
He's just pig-faced arrogant. People walk into his bar with you. Get out of here. We don't serve your kind here. It's like, fuck, talk about racism in Star Wars. John Boyega couldn't get on a poster. He's just kicking joints out.
Well, he couldn't get on the poster. He wasn't on any of the posters. The barman from Star Wars.
No play.
Wonder what ever happened to that actor. I reckon Lucas just picked him off the streets.
He knows.
That's the way he looks.
His nose is like, it's fucking deformed. And he's a horrible looking bastard. But good. I would like to see him.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind a buddy cop movie with him and Dexter Jackson. Dexter. But
one was a bartender at a canteen.
I don't serve food.
Oh, buddy! I don't serve your kind.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I'd see. I actually would see.
Lethal Wuhrer. Every time. Wuhrer. I can never say it. Was that your number three?
That was my number three. Yep, number two.
The Librarian from episode 2.
I would like to know.
No, because she's a bitch.
She exists.
I don't want the movie existing.
This is the... Okay, you McGregor. When Obi-Wan's trying to find the missing planet and he's on the computer looking through it and she's like, oh,
it's not our situation.
It doesn't exist. She just walks up like, you fucking bitch. You're talking to a fucking Jedi. You should have mind controlled her.
Become a librarian anyway? How does one graduate? Jedi. Librarian.
She's a librarian. Now, who does she look like? You look like the fucking librarian from Ghostbusters.
A little bit.
Tell me that just haircut everything. She's like, I told you the plan didn't exist. She looks similar. I'm sorry, looks similar.
Blew books off shelf and thought he scared the socks off some poor Jedi.
So she died, and what? She's a Jedi? Ghost?
She does look a bit like
there you go. There's a link. There's the link.
A little bit. Your number two.
My number two. Absolutely would never want to see a movie based on this fucking character. This character sucks. Kidster.
He's my number one.
Oh,
so you just took my number one.
This finish the movie, of course. So you had Panaka's whatever. I had number one. So, the top two worst we can pretty much agree with. Kidster and Panaka. Now, Kidster is Anakin's little fucking friend on Tatooine.
So wizard, Anakin.
He is the worst actor I've ever seen. Looks like Ray Barone, like really short. Fucking worst actor from the opening line he ever speaks. Oh, real astro droid. This kid can't even.
You get so lucky. He was going to turn out to be Boba Fett.
No.
We were worried, complaining about the New Zealand guy.
Oh, no. Kidster is one of the worst characters in the fucking whole franchise. I hate the little cunt.
So you can't wait to interview him?
Never gonna happen. Never gonna fuck.
Disney presents the Kidster Story. After Star Wars fans go, oh! And the other people are like, who the fuck is he? Normal people.
What? And you know what? It would still make a billion dollars. That's the fucked up part. People would still pay to see that shit.
I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome. No, that's my number one. No.
Go to the real number one. Captain Panaka, people. Worst character movie history.
No, worse than Two-Face?
He was so bad he didn't make my list.
Worse than Two-Face?
Yes.
Worse than Carrie Bradshaw?
After rewatching it, yes. Shocking character. It was, oh, you're being racist because he's black. No. Ignorant motherfucker. That's why.
Mum was right. Mum thought... Mum thought John Boyega was him.
Thought they were related characters. Yeah, I could see the resemblance. Except one's actually talented and does something.
Yeah, one can act. Yeah.
The other one's a good character. One's a pretty good character. Bitchin' fucking piece of shit. We're watching no longer. Every single line he speaks.
Josh likes him.
He's like,
why is he reacting?
Okay, when we were sitting there in the Force Awakens, had your group behind us around in front. Even then, it came into a fucking Captain Panaka discussion between me and Dean.
Oh, right.
I was like, oh, I like listening to fucking Captain Panaka in this shit. No, I might. I'm fucking, don't you dare say that shit. Starting into a debate even then. I hate this guy. We did a list, and I even didn't put him on the list, so I hate this guy so fucking much. Everything he says, you quashy. Everything is negative.
Yeah,
to the
no,
Jedi.
I know, yeah, I know.
To the Queen. Everything. Even
the strut.
Oh. Strutting around. Like no,
there's a bit when he turns around in A Phantom Menace after he tells Liam Neeson.
The Queen wishes. She's curious about the planet.
And they walk off Quashy. It's him. Panaka's spirit.
That's him walking. Waddling like that. Look at him.
Watch how he walks back to the ship. The Panaka strut. That's what the movie will be called.
Staying alive.
The Panaka strut.
He opens his own dance club in the middle of Coruscant.
Yeah, no, but it's just him. Because he wouldn't let anyone else in. I'm the real dancer. You're right, too. I watched the widescreen Phantom Menace. He's not at Qui-Gon's funeral. I didn't know
Thank
what he
you.
Was doing.
Thank you. Because he serves with a guy. Guy dies protecting him. Where is he? Fucking dancing in some club. Don't give a shit about Qui-Gon.
Strutting up and down.
And he's probably protecting the funeral. From who? What?
From protecting a funeral.
Doing nothing.
Even though they've got Republic guards all
Exactly.
Over
Where is he? Where is he?
I don't know.
And then what happens? Next scene? Oh, he's at the fucking celebration, isn't he? Fucking happy to be there. Even walks up to fucking bloody new gun ray in the fucking Viceroy.
I think you can kiss your tree.
Pushes the Queen out of the way. Gonna kiss your trade fairs goodbye. I'm gonna walk off and never be seen again. That's good.
What would
Fuck
you
off.
Do if Disney announced the Panaka strut?
If he is in any of the next films, I won't watch him. I will not watch him unless he crawls out of the Sarlacc pit and gets kicked back in there. Then I'll watch it. Fucking hate him. Hate that motherfucker. Honestly, he's the worst character ever created. Arrogant. I thought that boy, what's his name? Max von Sydow. Dairy! Arrogance! From Conan.
All right, I thought you meant from Force Awakens. Oh, wouldn't that have been horrible? Wouldn't that... Okay, Force Awakens, the movie opens, it's all that. But then it goes, first line, this will begin to make things right. He ends that chip over at his Panaka.
I would have walked out. I would have walked out. Unless he was in the opening scene and Kylo Ren cut him in half. I'd go, beautiful! it's tragic.
Just running out of the cinema. What, bro?
I would honestly cheer. People like Star Wars, they're cheering on crazy. Han comes. Panaka died. I would shed a tear. That was the best thing I've ever seen. Fucking hate cunt. Fuck you. I'd be dying real life, Quashy. You know, that's been...
Merry Christmas, people.
It's such a Christmas show.
Yeah. What did we talk about that was Christmas? Not much.
Okay, the Christmas spirit is everything Panaka doesn't do. Because he's a selfish, arrogant, pig-headed fuckwit.
He does wear red, though. Like
red?
Like Santa. He's a security guard.
He is not fucking Santa.
Santa Quashy.
Panak is strut walking around every house overnight. Here's your present. Here's your present. Shoots your window out. Throws it in there. Comes in. Now, you know, and it would be like, you get up in the morning and it's like, who came in present? And he wanders in. Oh, Chancellor Palpatine's come and brought your present. Takes the credit for that as well. Oh.
Hey, if you've been naughty, I guess you can kiss your presents goodbye.
Strut out.
Fucking cockhead. Worst thing is, every year you have Panaka impersonators in every shopping mall.
Do you want to sit on Panaka's lap?
Oh, God.
Santa Quashy, Santa's help us. Why do they look so miserable?
They're sitting here, I would like a bike. You can't have a bike. You're not old enough. If they discovered it. Fuck you, Panaka.
What happened to your elves? More likely they were wiped out. No, I tell you what. He's going around to every house. He's going around to every house. You're like, oh, shit, we've got to be quiet. Oh, they probably spotted us now.
Oh, same worst ever. Worst fucking character ever, I'm telling you. And then what happens? Christmas Day shows up. Like, the funeral doesn't even show up. Doesn't even show. Yeah.
Turns up the Boxing Day sales.
Yeah, turns up all the big
New Year's Eve.
Turns up New Year's Eve. Fuck, cunt.
Merry Christmas, people.
Yeah, that's it, people. It was a little different.
Yeah, a little different, but same shit.
Same shit. Differently. Yeah. But look, people that are actually listening to this via audio, this will be up on our normal show rigor. So Christmas is gone and past. So if you're hearing this late, blame P1.
Yeah, that's blame. It's all his fault.
Like Hanzo, it's true. All of it.
Yeah, when he not the way the podcast works.
when he went on his rant, it was true. All of it. Except about Wayne. That's not how Wayne works.
I wasn't included in the rant.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
You got away. P1, you're right all the time. What can I say? Yeah, very right. These bastards just don't do anything.
So I agree, but I do.
Lazy.
I work hard. I'm like Chewbacca. He's hard. I'm Chewy. I'm helping you out all the time. You're Kapak and Panaka. Strutting around. Oh, God, no, not that bad.
P1?
Panaka? P,
yeah. Yeah.
No, I will never degrade P1. I will never degrade P1 that much. P1 works hard. What's Panaka do? Strut around, abuse everyone, take the credit.
It does shoot out a window.
Yet while using the Queen as a human shield. Fucking dead. No, he was shooting at his troopers.
Did have an ascension. Dean's worst thing from the entire movie.
Oh, the ascension
guns. I'm like, what? And the Phantom Menace is the most dreadful thing I've ever seen. What, a gun helped you go up one level? Dreadful. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, I guess with that said,
go see Hateful Eight.
If you're going to think Hateful Eight, walk out. And go and watch The Force Awakens again. Or go watch Creed.
No. Go watch the Lawrence Turney tribute. I'm serious about that. That is awesome. Far better than Tarantino's shit that he's done.
Oh, that's true. But anything else you have to say? Because I don't know if will we have a New Year's one? Because I don't know if we'll be back in time for that.
Probably not, but the week after New Year's.
Yeah. So there might be. I said this show, if you're listening to it, will go up in our regular time. If not, blame P1, because I'm sending it to him like this. Otherwise, this video will be on YouTube forever, so you can always rewatch it. Something different. We wanted to do this a little bit different this year because that's Christmas and shit like that. So I guess that's what I said. So I said, people, Merry Christmas. Force Awakens, we enjoyed. Not worth the kick in the ass. We'll return bigger and better and brighter.
And now we're going to have to look at things that actually we're going to have to get sort of inventive again because
we've got nothing
to look forward to now.
We have Ghostbusters to bitch about for ages.
Unless you get married this year.
Yeah, might happen. I'm not doing it live on air. If you're waiting for a big secret, shit!
Like, he goes, podcasts.
Jamie, get your ass
you. Like, I do!
All of it. All right, people, thank you for listening. And,
May the Force be with you.
Get your fucking hand in. Fucking beyond. Oh, Oogie Boogie, whatever the fuck it is. See you later, people.
Kick ass! Kick ass!